He was quiet.
Heard him utter a word or say anything in particular at all.
One of the witnesses was reporter John Burkett of CBS affiliate WTVR-TV.
At 9:07, you could see him blinking a lot. His breathing got faster. I think he counted about seven deep breaths. And then at 9:08, he was motionless.
For the prosecutor of Prince William County, Maryland, Paul Ebert, Muhammad's execution brings a measure of satisfaction.
I feel some closures. I feel more peaceful. And I know that that the folks that have been harmed by him are going to feel better for this action tonight.
For Muhammad's family, pain endures. Sharon Norman, his former sister-in-law, says Muhammad's son will miss his dad.
If any one of you out here can tell me that you can turn off love for your family member just like you turn off a light switch, I don't think so. He loves his father.
This will be an especially somber Veterans Day at Fort Hood after last week's shooting rampage that left 13 dead. The commander of the post, Lieutenant General Bob Cohn, is calling on his troops to dedicate themselves to the memory of those killed. The investigation into the killings and the man believed to have carried them out continues.
This is Jim Crisul at Fort Hood, Texas. Two federal agencies, the FBI and the military's Defense Criminal Investigative Service, are challenging each other's handling of Fort Hood shooter Nidal Hassan. They are arguing over who knew what and when, as they looked into his possible relationship with a radical imam with ties to at least two of the 9/11 hijackers.
Under the health care reform measures being debated on Capitol Hill, there would be significant changes for insurance companies. That's the focus of the third part of our week-long series on revamping the country's health care system. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
For people who already have insurance, the biggest impact of the health reform measure would be to protect them from insurance companies cutting them off.
There's going to be no lifetime cap that the insurance company said you ran out of money, you were too sick, no cancellations because you're sick.
House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer says rules would also limit out-of-pocket expenses and require preventative care like mammograms be paid for. And says Senator Kent Conrad, no more horror stories of people losing insurance because of pre-existing conditions.
It prevents insurers charging more based on health status.
Though, interestingly, the bill would actually encourage insurance companies to charge more for people who smoke or who are overweight to encourage healthier habits.
I'm Barry Bagnato. Police here carry away handcuffed demonstrators in front of Independence Blue Cross's downtown Philadelphia headquarters. Protesters believe insurance companies have had too much power and too much say in shaping reform.
I don't trust insurance companies, and I never will.
Marilyn Coffin's credit was ruined for coverage of a heart procedure. She's wary of Congress has pledged that pre-existing conditions won't matter.
Insurance companies will define what a pre-existing condition is, and it will have nothing to do with reality.
One of the largest insurers says patients won't see more coverage restrictions. WellPoint strategist Brad Flugel argues the current legislation would raise premiums.
Individuals, on average, about 85%, and the majority of small businesses would also face a premium increase.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Philadelphia.
Time on the roundup, 4 past the hour.
I'm Ellie the Mammoth, and my friend Sid the Sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I love...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. This is Veterans Day. Governor Bill Ritter, Senator Michael Bennett, and Congressman Mike Kaufman will speak at a service this morning at Fort Logan National Cemetery in Denver. In Boulder, Democratic Representative Jared Polis plans to visit a veterans memorial at CU before having lunch with a group of veterans. Running a medical marijuana facility in Boulder just got a bit more complicated. Early this morning, the city council passed an emergency ordinance that prohibits dispensaries from opening within 500 feet of schools and daycare centers. It also keeps them out of residential areas. More than 100 people turned out for the hearing.
As to the concern of dispensaries being too close to schools, daycares, churches, etc., again, are you holding this business to a different standard than liquor stores, pharmacies that also carry medicine?
The ordinance will be in place through next March to give city leaders a chance to study future dispensary regulation. In sports, the Chicago Bulls hit a buzzer beater that didn't quite beat the buzzer last night. The result was that the Denver Nuggets had a 90-89 win last night in Chicago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a pretty good drive as you're making your way around Denver right now. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. Speeds are going to be hitting the posted limits on I-25, to and through the Tech Center. 2 1/4 looking great. No problems to report on 6th Avenue either. Let's take a quick look at today's forecast. It's going to be a beautiful day with a high approaching the 70-degree mark. We can expect sunny skies, cooling off in the overnight, low dropping down to 40, currently 41 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fall is in the air, and so are low United fares. Visit united.com/densale today to book the lowest-priced United flights of the holiday season.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you're a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
No joke, not at all. It is Veterans Day 2009, November 11. Happy Veterans Day and welcome to this special Veterans Day edition of the Bill Press Show in honor of all our men and women who have served in the armed services and who are serving today. Thank you. Thank you so much for protecting us and keeping us strong. Here on the Bill Press Show, your calls welcome at any time. We're coming to you live from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill, just down the street from the United States Capitol Building. Our toll-free number, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. Lots going on. Congress actually has a day off, well, and plus tomorrow off and then Friday off. They never take just one day. They've got the Veterans Day little break here. But the debate has started. Conversations leading up to debate in the United States Senate has started. They're going to actually begin debate on the floor next week. And down at the White House today, President Obama, after a memorial service at Arlington National Cemetery this morning, will be sitting down with his advisors again to face that question about whether or not to send more troops to Afghanistan. Tomorrow he leaves on a 10-day journey to Asia, Singapore, Japan, and China. We've got it all covered and give you a chance to weigh in it again at 866-55-PRESS. On the website, still the names of those 37 dirty Democrats up there. They need to hear from you. They're the ones who voted against for the status quo and against health care reform in the United States House of Representatives. Just let them know that when they are running around with their hand out next year to try to get reelected, you're not going to be there for them because they weren't there for you on health care reform. With that, let's say hello to Team Press here, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning. Hello, guys.
Hey, now.
Bill.
Watching a basketball game last night?
No, I was not watching the basketball game.
It was pretty...
It was a good one.
Pretty good one. The Nuggets versus the Bulls.
Chicago, right? Bulls, yeah.
Chicago Bulls. The Bulls thought they won it at the very, very end with this dramatic, dramatic shot by Brad Miller.
Heinrich receives the pass from the official, Eric Bladen, puts it into Brad Miller. Oh, Brad Miller has won the ball game. Brad Miller has won the ball game.
Oh, my.
Yes, they get 2 points. 91-90, we're going to have a review. Brad Miller caught the ball and shot it, and the Bulls win. That's incredible.
Boy, those sportscasters are a little excited there, right? So the Bulls win 91-90. Uh-oh. And then they did the instant replay. Didn't turn out so well.
No show basket. Denver wins the ball game. Oh, my goodness. The officials took a lot of review, a lot of replays on this to wipe out the 2-point field goal by Brad Miller. And Denver comes away with a victory. 90-89.
Oh, boy. Man.
That's is tough. Replay.
In Chicago, right, there at the United Center.
A couple years ago, they would have won that game.
Yeah. Why? No instant replay?
Yeah.
So they what it went in after the bell had sounded? I guess
instant replay has been in the
fact. Obviously, it went in the net.
Yeah, instant replay has been around for a long, long time in that instance for basketball because you technically, the ball has to be out of your hand. It can still be in the air.
Yeah.
So that's where the dispute comes. I mean, you know, it can be in the air from the other side of the court when the ball goes. Or when
as long
the
as it's in the
up.
Air right. it's, and goes in, it's good.
Right.
Is that it?
That's it.
Right.
So apparently he got it out of his hands just
his as the buzzer started.
His fingertips might have still been on it. Huh?
Yep.
Right.
That's how it works.
But,
well.
Man, to reverse the outcome of the game.
Whoa, yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Bet the fans were.
Good thing it wasn't in the playoffs. This would
I've been in a basketball
bigger.
Game where that happened, where the home team, that happened. And, boy, you talk about a crowd turning on the refs. The refs just hightail it out of there. I mean, they head for Z Hills as soon as they make that call.
All right. You can't lie with about the videotapes.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Jonathan Martin from Politico is going to be joining us to talk all things politics a little bit later in this hour. And we want to take a look at, disturbing, I believe, role of Catholic bishops in the battle on health care reform. But first...
is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Stephen King is out with a new novel, and one of the characters is ABC News' Jake Tapper. The famous author spoke about his new book, Under the Dome, yesterday, saying Jake indeed makes an appearance. Tapper then took to his Twitter feed yesterday afternoon to reassure us that he is indeed actually not half-wolf.
Well, wait, but is he named by name in the book?
Yeah, he's in the book.
Is he a victim of some sort?
I don't know the details.
Ooh,
I just
we'll
know
have
that
to
he's
find out.
It.
But
yeah.
You know who was part of the lyrics of an R.E.M. song?
Bill Press?
That's a great trivia question.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We
really?
Have to find that song.
Who?
Check it out.
What song?
Check it out.
All right. Simon Cowell again tops Forbes' list of the highest-paid TV stars, raking in $75 million in the last year, ahead of Donald Trump's $50 million and Ryan Seacrest's $38 million. Other top earners include Charlie Sheen.
Both Simon Cowell and Ryan Seacrest are in the top three?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
They're ahead of Charlie Sheen, Steve Carell, Howie Mandel, Kiefer Sutherland, and David Caruso.
Now, what does Simon Cowell do for $75 million?
I thought it was horrible.
Thing.
I did. Absolutely useless.
He was a meanie.
Yeah.
For $75 million.
I could be making $75 million.
Yeah.
All I have to do is be a jerk.
As colleges struggle with cutbacks, football coaches aren't suffering. They're living quite large. At least 25 college head football coaches are making $2 million a year or more. That's more than double the number 2 years
college?
Ago. Yes, college football coaches. And it's not just the head coaches who have it good. Assistant coaches often end up earning more than university presidents, those that they work for. According to this piece in USA Today, an average of $300,000 or more a year just for being a college assistant football coach. By comparison, the average salary for full professors at public doctoral universities, $115,000 a year.
If they're lucky. Yeah, that's a full professor after years and years of being... Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Most of the professors are probably making about 50, maybe, if they're lucky. 50, yeah, and the football coach getting $2 million.
Wow.
Priorities. Ass. Backwards. 14 minutes after the hour now... Senate health care bill is still not back from the Congressional Budget Office, so we haven't actually seen it yet. But the sides are lining up. Democrats are getting organized to pass a strong health care bill in the Senate. Not as strong as we want, but as strong as possible. Republicans lined up, of course, against it. And Republican leader Mitch McConnell saying Democrats are they're just missing the point here.
As we go forward here in the Senate, I hope it will not be lost on our Democratic friends where the public is, how the public feels about this measure.
Well, I think it's actually Mitch McConnell who is missing the point here. The public senator is for universal health care. The public is for health care reform. The public does not want the insurance companies to continue to be able to rip them off. They're not for the status quo. Every single poll shows that healthcare is the right thing to do, and the American people know it, and they want it, and they need it, and they deserve it. But Jim DeMint says guy, you know, the nut from South Carolina, he doesn't care what the Senate bill looks like. He's going to just vote against it. He said this, he was on a talk show host yesterday.
John Gambling. The Senate, we've got a different situation, and what we need to be afraid of there, John, is they may pass something that's much more benign, that doesn't have a government-run plan in it, and they say they fixed it. The problem is that bill will meet Nancy Pelosi in a conference where they really rewrite the whole bill. We can't let anything pass in the Senate, otherwise we're going to create a monster.
Yeah, not let anything pass. So he's against anything they come up with. He is for the status quo. And, of course, remember, this is the same guy who said he thought health care was, that's what it's all about, that health care is Obama's Waterloo, or has a chance to be his Waterloo, and if we can beat Obama on health care, then we can beat him on anything. Let's just not lose sight of what the real agenda here is on the part of these Republicans. But the aspect of this, and we touched on this briefly yesterday, I just wanted to come back to it today, because it really, really offends me and bothers me, and I think it should you too, and that is the role of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops in the House of Representatives on the final health care vote. Having, in effect, veto power over what kind of legislation was in there on reproductive rights. Now, let me just say, first of all, I'm not here to debate abortion, and I'm not going to. I think you know I am 100% pro-choice. But I have great respect for and appreciation for those who believe otherwise. And I think what both Democrats and Republicans aren't for any health care reform at all, but what most Democrats on this issue just decided, I think correctly, is that whatever legislation passed should be value neutral on abortion, meaning the existing federal law and existing federal restrictions on abortion funding, they weren't going to try to change them, they weren't going to try to loosen them, they weren't going to try to make them any easier, they're just going to leave everything the way it is, just leave that issue where it is and move on to provide health care reform to all Americans. Catholic bishops weren't happy with that, weren't satisfied with that. And so this, to me, is not and so they stepped in and they forced a change. So to me, it's not an issue about abortion. It's not an issue about women's reproductive rights. The issue is the issue of the role of church and state. And I think in this case, we went way, Democrats did, way, way over the line. They let the bishops, the Catholic bishops, actually decide whether or not the language on reproductive rights was okay. They let them, gave them veto power over that language. They wouldn't even let members of Congress vote on it until the Catholic bishop said, we're okay with this. Now, what the hell is going on? I mean, this is what you expect out of Iran, right? I mean, seriously. You know that the government over there, anything they do, the supreme leader first has to give his okay. That's exactly what the Democrats did in the Congress here. They let the Catholic bishops have that final say before the unelected Catholic bishops, before the elected politicians could even vote on it. The Catholic bishops. Why isn't there more outrage about this? And why do people just accept this? I'm sorry. Can you imagine the outcry from liberals, myself included, if James Dobson, there were different leadership in the House, and James Dobson and Pat Robertson had been in there in the Speaker's office saying, okay, now you can vote on it because we're okay with this language, demanding changes. Could you imagine what it would have been if there were a group of rabbis in there saying, no, we have to make sure this is kosher before you can vote on it? Can you imagine the outcry from conservatives if Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and Jeremiah Wright were in there in the closing hours lobbying and demanding and writing the legislation before people could vote on it? And God forbid if there were a group of Muslim clerics in there writing the language. I mean, this is just an outrageous violation of church and state. And I've got to tell you, it raises a question for me. I don't want to be too extreme here, but you know what? Look, freedom of speech, they can be free to participate in the political process if they want. But if they are, then damn it, they ought to lose their tax-exempt status. Just like the Sierra Club did. And the Sierra Club wanted to get involved in politics and influence legislation and lobby. Then they lost their tax-exempt status. Well, the Catholic Church should, too, or any church that is in there acting like legislators and influencing the legislative process. And I got to tell you, I just remember in their zeal to pass health care reform that Democrats in the Congress would have remembered the Constitution of the United States and the separation of church and state. 866-55-PRESS, I think this is an outrageous violation of the Constitution, and they let it happen. 866-55-PRESS.
What is required of us now is a new era of responsibility.
The age of Obama.
A recognition on the part of every American that we have duties to ourselves, our nation, and the world.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic might be a little lighter for you today. City and County Denver offices are closed in observance of Veterans Day. Also want to remind you, parking meters are free downtown. The drive right now, pretty normal. Heavy leaving Thornton, though. Southbound side, I-25, 104th down to 84th. Also seeing more cars there in Aurora, southbound 225, Colfax to Alameda. The forecast, partly cloudy, maybe a bit breezy, but warm with a high near 70. Right now, 41 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certain. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
25 minutes after the hour, the Bill Press Show brought to you by the Sheet Metal Workers International Association. Giving a fair day's work for a fair day's pay to good men and women of the Sheet Metal Workers Union. Find out more about their work at their website, www.smwia.org. Let's say hello to Jonathan, Malvern, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah, they need to consider all American people, not just Catholics, when formulating bills. And they need to respect the separation of church from the separation of church and state clause.
I would agree. I mean, as I say, imagine if they had opened up the door and, you know, invited the leaders of the religious right in, right?
They're Lutherans, they're Jewish Americans, you know, there are different religions that all need to be taken into account, not just Catholics.
I know. I don't get this emphasis and importance given to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Martin calling from Washington, New Jersey. Hi, Martin.
Hey, how you doing? As a member of the Freedom from Religion Foundation, I find it disgusting that members of Congress, let alone the Democratic Party, has to talk to clerics about passing bills. What is this, the Taliban country? I can't believe anybody still believes in a damn fake creative creature in the sky that has to be consulted. It's disgusting.
All right, Martin, I think you made your point clear. Yeah, it is like a Taliban country. It is like Iran. I'm telling you, we see this Supreme Ayatollah and we think, how can those people be so crazy that they would let this Supreme Ayatollah religious leader run the country? Huh? We just did the same thing. Amanda calling from Houston, Texas. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Bill. I'm Samantha, not Amanda.
I'm sorry, Samantha. My fault. Yeah.
Listen, Bill, I have three quick points. First of all, we have too many representation of Catholics in the Congress. Second, it's the same thing with the Supreme Court. Too many Catholics in the Supreme Court.
If they're Catholics or whatever they are, Samantha, rather, but the fact is that still doesn't give them the right to turn the matter over to the Catholic bishops. Go ahead.
The main thing is that everybody misses. Do you know who owns the most hospitals in America?
Catholics.
The Catholic Church owns it. That's why they have so much to say, and that's so wrong.
I know. Well, then they should be for universal health care because they're going to get a lot of money out of this, and they're going to have more people have health insurance and more people be able to come to the hospitals to get doctors to get treated. Lawrence is in Portage, Wisconsin. Lawrence.
Yeah, quick point. If they're so pro-life, these Catholic people, where was the outrage when they were covering up all these abused children? I don't think such a controversial issue that has to do with religion should be inserted in such a major, significant bill that's totally unrelated to that.
Lawrence, I couldn't agree more. It's just, look, again, they've got a right to participate in the political process and express their point of view. But to get to the point, as the House did, where they gave the bishops veto power over that language and changed it only because the bishops didn't like it, that is wrong.
This is the Bill Press Show. Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD with such a great annual return of 1.95% APY. People think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese, no hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Balm. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Balm is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Speed starting to slow down, southbound side of 25, leaving Thornton 104th to 84th. Also heavy volumes there after Park Avenue to Spear Boulevard. Speed still in the 40s in that stretch, though. New crash in Capitol Hill, 8th and Spear. Also, many city and county Denver offices are shut down today. They're observing Veterans Day. Parking meters in Denver are free as well, so we should see a little bit lighter traffic today. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds, but very nice with highs in the upper 60s. Right now we're at 39 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you think you can't afford to live at Denver's most successful new condo, specially reduced pricing and below market interest rates may change your mind. Check it out at denversbestforless.com. You can't afford not to.
You guys got a visual on
them? Terrorizing.
Windows and doors definitely close to that.
Vandalizing.
I knew it was being destroyed.
Breaking and entering.
All of a sudden, out of the darkness, we were like inches apart.
What some addicts will do for food?
That's the first and only thing on their mind at all times, is where is my next food source?
Bears gone wild in neighborhoods being forced into rehab.
If it's a habit, it's a habit.
Can you rehabilitate a bear? Well, that's a good question.
Tonight at 10 on CBS 4 News. Get the whole story.
An all-new Oprah. Behind the headlines heard around the world. The tragedy at Fort Hood.
The exclusive interview with both the hero sergeants who took the alleged gunman down.
Then a 200-pound pet chimpanzee snaps. A woman is mauled.
He ripped her face off!
Her hands, her nose, her eyes, her mouth gone. It took a miracle to save her.
Now, Oprah on location.
The first interview with victim Sharla Nash. Next Oprah.
Today at 4 on CBS 4.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that. Because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net. This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour here on this Wednesday, November 11, Veterans Day. The Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast from our radio studio here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Kind of quiet in the nation's capital today. It's a federal holiday. There's not even a White House briefing today, so we don't get to beat up Robert Gibbs today. So we'll beat up Jonathan Martin instead. No, I just we welcome to the show our good friend from a senior political reporter from Politico.com, which does the best job of anybody in following politics, Jonathan Martin. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about good. You?
So I'm doing great, thanks.
The last day before they go on a little break, the Senate, they wanted to really bring in the big guns on health care. They brought in Bill Clinton yesterday. Huh?
The big dog himself. Yeah. You know, I think Bill Clinton is sort of a walking, living, breathing symbol of, for Democrats, what it means to not get a health care bill passed.
Yeah,
and even if he hadn't have raised that, which he did, the fact is that Democratic senators see him and sort of know what that means. He doesn't have to say anything. But the fact is, I think, you know, they're trying to get Democrats in the Senate to recognize that getting something done is paramount, and that, you know, it's not going to be the perfect bill, but the failure to do anything would be politically very, very damaging.
Yeah, and I think that was the message. So I was going to ask you, how does this issue play, do you think, in 2010? Clearly, these 39, or whether it were 37 blue dogs, if you will, of Democrats who voted against it in the House, they believe that the best thing for them to get reelect, best way to get reelected in 2010 was to vote no. So is it going to be a plus or a minus for Democrats in 2010, do you think?
I think it depends where you're talking about. I think there are some districts where it could definitely be a plus. The hope among Democrats is that once this thing passes, it becomes far more popular. You know, there's a tradition in the country, as you know. Once you get a bill passed that is offering some kind of a benefit, then it becomes very, very tough to ever change. It, in fact, becomes very popular among the electorate. Now, there are a lot of folks in conservative-leaning districts where any sort of expansion of government is seen with a wary eye. It's not a coincidence that 31 of those Democrats who voted against the health care bill Saturday night in the House came to districts that John McCain won last fall.
Yep.
The fact is, these folks are looking out for their political hide, and they don't want to be tagged with having voted for this bill. And especially after some of them took a tough vote this summer on the energy bill. So this is about self-preservation in conservative districts.
Energy bill, and then the stimulus bill as well.
And so, you know, for those House Democrats that voted for the stimulus, the energy, and the health care bill, my goodness, I mean, those are three really tough votes. And the kind of thing that, you know, Republicans next year will be all over on TV.
Now, Jonathan, you've been writing a lot lately about Iowa. You know, I said earlier this morning, I'm glad I don't live in Iowa because, you know, you'd be running into presidential candidates every time you turn the corner, right? This early.
Yeah, it's so true. I was there over the weekend, and it was fantastic. It was kind of like a 2012 preview weekend. Saturday night in Des Moines, Governor Tim Pawlenty from Minnesota gave a keynote speech at a Republican dinner, and then the following night, Mike Huckabee, who won the Iowa caucuses last year, was in town to promote what is, I think, his like umpteenth book out now. It's a celebration of Christmas. It's actually his seventh book, but he just is prolific, and so he was there signing the books. Now, both of them, of course, insist that they're not there because of 2012.
Oh, no, not at all.
But they show up there, and we check them out and see what they have to say, and more importantly, see what the response to them is. And so that's what I was doing there.
Now, Pawlenty, I don't know whether it was your column I read, somewhere I read, that he didn't get great reviews for his speech.
It was sort of middling. He got a polite response was how I characterized it, but he definitely didn't blow the roof off. He's not super charismatic, and he's never going to really blow you away with his oratory. The advantage that he might have, Bill, is because he is from next door, and he's got a blue-collar background, and he's somebody who's very down-to-earth. He has a profile that could play well in Iowa among some voters because of his ability to relate, his sort of familiarity. He is, as one Iowa Republican put it to me, he's very accessible for a lot of folks out there. So that could be an asset for him. And then, of course, you can't discount Huckabee, who is the reigning chief. He won this state by 8 points last time, and he still has a deep sort of base there of loyalty. So both of them could run very strong in the state.
And I saw where Governor Pataki, I think, was just there yesterday or the day before. He's even taken a look at 2012, right?
Yeah, he has his second trip going to Iowa. He was there in the spring. He's going back for a Republican dinner over in Davenport in the eastern part of the state. He's making no secret of the fact, Bill, that he's interested in 2012. The other clue was that we learned from a friend over at ABC News that the day after the election, Pataki was one of a handful of politicians who called the new mayor of Manchester, New Hampshire, by the way, just to say congratulations. So when you do those kind of things, you sort of give it away. You know?
Jonathan Martin, senior political writer for Politico here on the Bill Press Show. Now, of course, the Queen Bee herself, whose book comes out next week, Going Rogue, Sarah Palin, I saw that, I think you guys reported this morning, she's going to launch her book in Grand Rapids, Michigan, right in the heartland, right? And then she goes out to Sioux City, Iowa for a great big book signing.
Yeah,
surprise, you know, surprise, surprise.
Well, this is not going to shock you, Bill, but her book tour stops do not include Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley. They do not include the East Village of Manhattan.
None of my hangouts, right?
I know. They're not going to be over at Politics and Prose in Northwest either. It's shocking, I know. Look, she is going to the heart of Red America. This is where her base is. This is where she's going to sell a lot of books. And the fact that her first stop is Grand Rapids, Michigan, you know, not only is Western Michigan sort of a conservative hub, a lot of Dutch reform there, a very, very evangelical part of the country.
Gerald Ford country.
Gerald Ford country, exactly. It's sort of a tweak, too, because, you know, as these new books are reporting in depth about Sarah Palin, she really wanted to campaign in Michigan. The McCain campaign made this decision. We can't play there. We have to husband our resources and play elsewhere. And, you know, Sarah Palin not really understanding the sort of political map and just wanting to, you know, go with her gut and play hard everywhere, said, no, look, we can go up there and give it a shot. And so I think the fact that she started in there is sort of a play on her title, Going Rogue.
And sort of, sort of sticking it to the McCain team. Yeah, right. Now, Jonathan, so we saw what happened up in New York 23rd. There's a story this morning that Didi Scotsifavis, that the Post says that's how you pronounce it. I'm not sure, but that she's lost her perch now in the Republican Party. She was also forced out of the primary, of course. And so the new phrase is that if you're a moderate Republican, watch out, you could be Scotsifaved. Right. It's a verb.
Dictionary. Yeah, exactly.
Now it looks, like in Florida that Charlie Crist could be Scotsifaved in favor of this Mario Rubio.
Let's not group together these two people together exactly. Charlie Crist is a very formidable politician who raised a lot of cash and somebody who knows how to win elections in a big state. That said, he's got a similar problem in the sense that he has a conservative challenge on the right, but he's a very formidable politician on his own right. Now, you know, as for her, I'm not terribly surprised that she lost her leadership given that she endorsed the Democrat and the Democrat won. What I'll be curious about in Albany is if she ultimately does actually switch parties. Hmm. One of the most fascinating, you know, sort of, the backstory to this election was the 24-hour campaign, Bill, that Democrats launched to get her endorsement the Halloween weekend after she dropped out of the race. And one of those phone calls was from the Democratic Speaker of the Assembly, Sheldon Silver, one of the most powerful Democrats in New York. Hmm. And he made very clear, according to my reporting, that she was welcome in that Democratic caucus. So that's a little bit of inside baseball for your junkie listeners. But the broader point out there that you're getting at certainly is, how do moderate Republicans now run in districts or states?
Right.
Where there's a sizable conservative population that wants a purist candidate. And we're going to play it out on a larger canvas next year.
Right. And it's going to be Dick Armey and maybe Sarah Palin and the Club for Growth that are going to be looking for these so-called moderates and picking them off, trying to, no matter where they are.
They're going to find more scalps, and they're going to, you know, weigh in a lot of these races. And so when these Tea Party folks who don't have any interest in being pragmatic and sort of finding a nominee that can get consensus. So I think we're going to see more and more of this out there. And Florida is going to be a fascinating example, not just because it's a large state, but because you've got two really impressive candidates. Now, no offense to the folks in upstate New York, but Marco Rubio and Charlie Crist are primetime players. And I think seeing the two of them fight for the heart and soul of the party in a large state is really going to bring this thing alive.
Boy, I'll tell you, there's no, it just keeps going and going, keeps getting better and better. It's more fun than anything else.
You know, if only we can find a governor's race in your home state.
Yeah, if only.
Worth a damn.
Look, you know, Jerry Brown lucked out when Gavin Newsom dropped out. And whether or not Diane drops it, I don't think Diane Feinstein's going to run.
Don't think so.
No, I really don't think so. But we'll see. She says she'll make a decision early in the year. I think Jerry's going to have the primary all to himself. Hey, Jonathan.
If that's the case, Bill, it makes a heck of a lot easier for him. Yeah.
Absolutely. Save that money. All right, Jonathan. Always good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks so much. Jonathan Martin, Politico.com, senior political writer.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
I feel. Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221. For your in-home 60-day risk-free trial, that's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we have several accidents out there to contend with this morning. Southbound I-25 at Thornton Parkway, stop-and-go speeds all the way back to 120th. A crash in Capitol Hill at 8th and Spear. Another one at Santa Fe and Florida. And one as you're trying to get to the airport at Pena and Jackson Gap. Also want to let you know, City and County of Denver closed and observance of Veterans Day. Parking meters in Denver are free as well today. Your forecast, partly cloudy, maybe a bit breezy. Warm with a high near 70. Right now, 40 degrees. In Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Ace, people are lining up to talk to Santa's helpers for help decorating their homes.
Excuse me. Hi. I want to put up a lot of Christmas lights this year. I'm talking big. I mean Bulbarama. I want astronauts in outer space looking down saying, whoa.
No problem. For holiday decorations, Ace is the place to find everything you'll need. For a limited time, save 50% on a 26-inch pre-lit wreath or 9 feet of pre-lit garland each for just $9.99. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Price is good at participating stores through November while supplies last. See store for details.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared throughout November and receive a free pair of Pandora sterling silver earring posts with each $75 Pandora mix and match charms purchase. Available in most locations.
One of the most controversial events in U.S. history is now a locally and deeply powerful courtroom drama.
The Man Who Never Died. Set during a period of extreme disparity between the wealthy and poor, is the story of labor organizer and singer-songwriter Joe Hill, who fought for the fair treatment of working people, but was accused of murder in 1914. Playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
That is so funny.
So good.
Yeah, Peter Ogbrun's not here today. He was murdered and set on fire while he was celebrating his birthday. Just a little pause.
Just a breath. Just take a breath. That's all you have to do.
Sorry, Dana's not here tonight. Now, tonight's news.
In other news.
I mean, there's a way of...
Someone who is not Dana was set on fire on their birthday.
I wonder if you're going to back this pie. I wasn't talking about Dana, no, particularly. and certainly on a more serious note, yesterday the president off to Fort Hood for a very moving, very solemn ceremony in memory of the 13 Americans who were killed in that tragic shooting on the base last week. The president, I thought, hit absolutely the right tone. It was a beautiful, beautiful eulogy that he gave on behalf of all of them. He started off by just talking about the valor of these of the soldiers and the valor of the victims and the sacrifices that they had already made for this country.
We are a nation that endures because of the courage of those who defend it. We saw that valor in those who braved bullets here at Fort Hood just as surely as we see it in those who signed up knowing they would serve in harm's way.
And then the president, in a remarkable thing, I thought, he singled out each of those 13 victims. And very briefly, he told the story of each, you know, which took it from being just a general memorial service for 13 people, which could have been very impersonal. But he brought it down to each one of them by name, who they were, a little bit about them, which must have meant a tremendous amount to those to the families and friends who were there. But as I say, really, really personalized and made it as if, you know, we knew each one of them. Here are just three of the stories.
Staff Sergeant Amy Krueger was an athlete in high school. Joined the Army shortly after 9/11, and had since returned home to speak to students about her experience. When her mother told her she couldn't take on Osama bin Laden by herself, Amy replied, "Watch me." Private First Class Aaron DeMelka was an Eagle Scout who just recently signed up to do one of the most dangerous jobs in the service, defuse bombs, so that he could help save lives. He was proudly carrying on a tradition of military service that runs deep within his family. Private First Class Michael Pearson loved his family and loved his music, and his goal was to be a music teacher. He excelled at playing the guitar and could create songs on the spot and show others how to play. He joined the military a year ago and was preparing for his first deployment.
And we honor them and all men and women of the military on this Veterans Day.
You know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful God, spacious skies.
Thank you.
This is
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
With welcome rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
Surely my boutique hotel is not included in that.
Yes, it is, lady.
My band, Sned Leplin, stays in chain hotels just off the freeway. Those included?
With Hotels.com, you bet, Mr. Brojangles.
What about bed and breakfast?
Oh, shizzle.
Hotels on the moon?
No.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can, with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want, and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Veterans Day, my parting shot for today, as we just heard, President Obama gave a very moving eulogy yesterday at Fort Hood, but the more we learn about that killer, the more we have to wonder whether this was a mass murder that could have been avoided. Major Nidal Hassan didn't just crack and pick up a gun. He had planned to kill, and he dropped several warnings ahead of time. He openly and bitterly complained about being deployed to Afghanistan. To fellow soldiers, he praised the actions of suicide bombers. And he communicated by email with an Islamic extremist cleric who advocated the killing of Americans, all of which should have sent off all kinds of red flags. But what's really shocking is that authorities, including the FBI, knew of Hassan's strange behavior, yet did nothing about it, did not question him, investigate him, or remove him from duty. We still don't know all the facts at Fort Hood, but it sure looks like the FBI was asleep at the switch again. That's my parting shot for today. Richard Wolff, who's got that new book, Renegade, about the Obama campaign, will be with us. Join us again right here tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. President Obama is about to sit down at a White House breakfast honoring military veterans. The focus this Veterans Day is on troops returning from Iraq and Afghanistan with physical and emotional scars. Veterans Secretary Eric Shinseki tells the CBS News Early Show his department is trying to do more to help veterans suffering from injuries and from depression and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Veterans Affairs employs 19,000 mental health professionals to address things like PTSD and depression and some of the other mental health issues that come up from time to time with exposing people to the high stress, high danger associated with combat.
2 hours from now, the president will observe a Veterans Day tradition, placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington Cemetery. When he returns from Arlington, the president will hold another meeting on how many more troops to send to Afghanistan. CBS News White House correspondent Chip Reed.
It appears that he is close to making a decision at this point. The White House denies that he has made a final decision, but sources at the Pentagon have told CBS News that they believe he's very close and it will probably be a bit short of the 40,000 troops that General McChrystal asked for, but that it will be 30,000 troops or more.
It ended in the death chamber at the state prison in Jarrett, Virginia, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock last night. A lethal injection took the life of John Muhammad, the man behind the Washington sniper attacks. Prison spokesman Larry Traylor says Muhammad went to his death in silence.
He seemed quiet and relaxed.
He was quiet and
I never
relaxed.
Heard him utter a word or say anything in particular at all.
One of the witnesses who watched Muhammad die was Bob Myers. His brother was among the 10 people Muhammad killed.
It was sad that he made the choices that he made, the selfishness that motivated him to have no regard for others' lives.
A United Airlines pilot was yanked from the cockpit and arrested moments before a London to Chicago flight was about to take off. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us what happened.
It was the pilot's own colleagues at United Airlines who thought he was acting strangely in the cockpit and alerted British authorities. Police removed him from the plane, gave him a breathalyzer test, and he failed.
Was a case of journalism delayed, a case of journalism denied? Live to CBS's Steve Kathan, what does this involve, Steve?
A Supreme Court justice and a private high school in New York City. Justice Anthony Kennedy, regarded as a First Amendment defender, spoke to students at Dalton School late last month. His office insisted that it approve any article about it before it went in the student paper. The school agreed, calling it fact-checking. Some minor tweaks were made. It'll be out in the next issue. A free press advocate tells the New York Times it sends the wrong message to young journalists. Frank?
National Weather Service has issued flood watches and warnings for most of North Carolina as remnants of Hurricane Ida bring heavy rain to the state. In Georgia, the rain caused creeks to flood in the Atlanta area. S&P futures are up 6.5 points ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Kevin?
Yeah, Mom?
I've heard they might start drug testing in your school, so I need to ask. Have you ever done pot?
No.
Cocaine?
No.
Mexican speedballs?
No.
Beanies, hydro, wiffle dust, disco biscuits?
It's time for First Check Home Drug Test. With just a sample in a cup, you get results in minutes, as accurate as a lab screening. Find First Check now at your pharmacy or learn more at firstcheckradio.com.
Scooter, dank, zigzag?
Maybe?
Check first with First Check.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 1.95% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. There will be Veterans Day observances across Colorado today. Governor Ritter, Senator Michael Bennett, and Congressman Mike Kaufman all plan to attend today's service at Fort Logan National Cemetery in Denver. A Denver district judge has slapped an injunction on the state health board. Judge Larry Naves ruled the board violated state meeting laws when it held an emergency meeting last week on providers of medical marijuana. Attorney Robert Corey.
This is a victory for the voters of the state of Colorado. This is a victory for sunshine in government, open government. This is a victory certainly for the patients and for the caregivers.
Judge Naves chided the board for not considering the needs of its patients and its deliberations. The injunction is in place until a health board meeting next month. A baby boy has died from H1N1 in Pueblo County. The El Paso County Health Department says the boy had underlying medical conditions. 34 people have now died from swine flu in Colorado this year, including 7 children. In sports, it took the refs to get involved and rule that a Chicago Bulls buzzer beater did not beat the buzzer after all. That gave the Denver Nuggets a 90-89 win over the Bulls in Chicago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the slowest part of this morning's commute is. Things do get up and running over the southbound lanes of I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton Parkway. We've got We've got an accident at Thornton Parkway. It's off to the left shoulder, but catching a bunch of looks. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens before you get to 104th. We've also got some surface street accidents. Santa Fe in Florida, Pena and Jackson Gap. That is, you're making your way both in and out of DIA. They're mopping up a crash downtown at 8th and Spear. Outside the metro, we've got an accident southbound I-25 before the Johnstown exit. Could kind of hang you up as you're coming in from the Loveland and Greeley areas. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of about 70. Overnight low dropping down to 40. Currently, it's 38 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Announcing Groove Automotive on Broadway, the place to get your next new or quality pre-owned Toyota, Scion, or Subaru, all in one convenient location off I-25 or C-470. Get to know Groove. Stop in, call, or visit online at grooveautomotive.com.
And hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We are going to discuss, we've got a lot of news to cover today, and we're going to discuss on this Veterans Day, this solemn, particularly solemn Veterans Day after the Fort Hood shooting. We're going to discuss, can really continue our discussion that we had yesterday about the anti-Muslim backlash that some of the most irresponsible people in our country and in our community are trying to whip up. We're going to kick off that discussion in just a few minutes. But first, I just want to let you know about what's going on today on the show. At 7:20, we're going to check in with the top spokesman for Frontier Airlines. Frontier Airlines announcing pretty big layoffs here in Denver yesterday afternoon, and we are going to check in with the spokesman for the company about what that really means for our community. That's at 7:20. Then at 8, we're going to be joined by the author of a new magazine article about how products are made in a way that their obsolescence is planned. Their products are basically made to wear out on purpose, and what that causes in terms of consumerism, and in terms of environmental degradation. And then at 9:30, our special guest, Amy Goodman, from Democracy Now. She's got a new book out, so we're going to check in with her at 9:30. But our topic of discussion this morning is going to be a continuation of our discussion yesterday, because I think it's so important, and I don't think we really got to it enough yesterday, about the alleged Fort Hood shooter. And I want to get into exactly what is and is not going on here, because it's extremely important. Yesterday, the news was filled with a story from ABC News saying that the alleged shooter, Hassan, down in Fort Hood, reached out to Al-Qaeda. That was the story yesterday from ABC News. That was what right-wing radio here in Colorado and all over the national news used to continue the speculation that the awful and tragic shooting down at Fort Hood was part of an international terrorist conspiracy. Yesterday, after that story broke and after the right-wing machine used it to continue stoking an anti-Muslim fervor in the United States, it comes out that ABC News cooked its story. That's right, it cooked its story. The more mundane truth emerges today in the pages of the New York Times and the Washington Post. Hassan had communicated via email with an American cleric living in Yemen who formerly served as the imam of a mosque Hassan had attended in Virginia. What did they talk about? From the Washington Post, the FBI determined that the emails did not warrant an investigation, according to law enforcement officials. Investigators said Hassan's emails were consistent with the topics of his academic research and involved some social chatter and religious discourse. ABC News put on the defensive, does not deny this. In fact, when a reporter called, the reporter Brian Ross at ABC News, who pushed this nonsense, the reporter Brian Ross said that he himself reached out to the imam. And then the reporter was asked, so I guess that means you reached out to Al-Qaeda too. And Brian Ross said, no, I didn't reach out to Al-Qaeda. Oh, I see what you're saying. So, in other words, ABC News acknowledging that it sensationalized this story, it is now completely embarrassed. And again, this is not to say that the alleged shooter didn't act out of motive by Islamic extremism. It's only to say, to give you a really good example about how people are trying to gin up anti-Muslim fervor. You'll notice also that I haven't heard any right-wing talkers, any demagogues in the media railing on the shooting down in Orlando on the same day. Guy goes on a rampage at an office tower. And then yesterday, I haven't heard people like Peter Boyles, who we're going to get to in just a second, or any of the right-wing lunatics out there talking about this story. Two dead, two wounded in an Oregon office park shooting. A woman was killed, and two of her co-workers were injured when the woman's estranged husband opened fire Tuesday at a drug testing laboratory in suburban Portland before turning the gun on himself. No mention here of what religion any of these people were in this Portland shooting. And now what we're getting from the racist right, and really maybe we should call it the bigoted right, because Islam is not a race. Islam is a religion. So the bigoted right. What we're getting is the insistence that there has not been an anti-Muslim backlash in the United States, either now or at any time in the past. That's right. Vince Carroll, in the lead editorial in the Denver Post, says that there's no such thing as an anti-Muslim backlash. And Peter Boyles, on KHOW, 630 KHOW, our sister station, is spending the morning insisting that it does not exist. There's never been an anti-Muslim backlash in this country at all. And I want to play you this exchange that he had just to show you what we're really heading towards now. Remember, in the context of everything you've learned now, ABC News retracting its story, none of the stories about the motives of the alleged shooter have been confirmed, what his motives were. None of it has been confirmed. And here is what the right wing is ginning up. They are denying. Listen first to the denial that there is any anti-Muslim backlash, and then listen to this typical caller to this show. And I'm going to give you on the other side of this some stats on what the anti-Muslim backlash now looks like in this country, because don't believe it doesn't exist. All right, listen to this.
CNN is spreading about the right-wing backlash against Muslims. Read Vincent Carroll's columns. It didn't happen. It doesn't happen. Tell people it doesn't happen. It hasn't happened. This is Karen. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hello, Pete.
Hello, Karen.
Peace, love, and rock and roll from your
friend you, brother.
Sobriety.
That's
it's 5 years. It just turned five
go.
For me.
There you go.
I was listening. I'm coming home from the salt mine, and I was listening to Fox News this morning. And it is now being reported by this terrorist neighbors that right before he went to Fort Hood, the day before or a couple of days before,
gave away his stuff.
For the first time in the entire time he'd lived in this $350 a month mm-hmm. apartment, somebody came to his apartment.
Really?
Nobody had, and Fox News reported this morning, and nobody had visited him. He had had no people except one or two days before he murdered our military heroes.
Well, Fox had him.
And
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, you go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
It's okay, Pete. I was going to say that I want answers, and I am tired of Obama. I am tired of him having a lack of, and this is my opinion, I am not an Obama fan, but he has a lackadaisical approach to this terrorist. And
and
at least Joe Lieberman is saying, you know, he's saying, darn it, this is not just a random attack. This may be terrorist related.
Well,
he's the only one who's had the testicular fortitude to say that.
What is it? And this was so predictable, this speech.
Absolutely.
I mean, it didn't take a lot of brains to figure out. I mean, I didn't know exactly what the man was going to say, but I knew what he wasn't going to say.
Exactly. And, Pete, here's another thing on my mind, and I was called a racist at work for saying this. I do not believe Muslims should be allowed to serve in any capacity our military.
Well, first of all, you're criticizing a faith, so you're not criticizing a race. What race is Islam? What race is illegal? Alien.
It's not a race.
That's of course not. But that's see.
But I'm a conservative, so I'm a racist.
Well, but that's all they got. They got nothing.
But my point being, I believe that Muslims should not be allowed to serve in the military. And I would go one step further, and this is just outrageous to my liberal friends. We need to start profiling, and I don't care if it's I don't care if they're Middle Easterners. I don't care. We need to start profiling Middle Easterners.
Right.
Men, women, and children need to be profiled.
So, first of all, the caller says, I'm not a racist, but we need to racially profile Middle Easterners. I don't even have to say anything about that. It speaks for itself. The idea at the beginning, Peter Boyle's insisting that there's no such thing as a Muslim backlash, an anti-Muslim backlash. He cites Vince Carroll's piece. Just want to give you, and you just got to hear this, okay? Vince Carroll, as proof, as evidence that there's no such thing as an anti-Muslim backlash in this country, he says, of 1,477 offenses motivated by religious bias, according to the FBI, only 9% were directed at Muslims. Now, that sounds like, well, I guess only 9%. Well, yeah, Muslims represent about 4% of the population. Okay, now think about that for a second. Muslims represent about 4 to 5% of the total population, and yet are the target of 9% of the religious hate crimes in this country. And this is proof that there's no Muslim, anti-Muslim backlash. Now, a few more stats here. The Los Angeles Times, after 9/11, even as President Bush visited a local mosque in a plea for tolerance toward Arab Americans, law enforcement officials Monday reported an alarming surge in violence and hate crimes against Muslims in the wake of last week's terrorist attacks. That's from after 9/11. Let me read you this headline. Big jump found in anti-Muslim incidents. This is from Interpress Service, September 19, 2006. Complaints involving anti-Muslim discrimination, harassment, and violence jumped over 30% in 2005 compared to 2004. And this is the most important one, just in case you think that's old news, this is from the Tampa Bay newspaper. Yesterday, Marine reservist Jason Bruce was getting clothes out of the trunk of his car Monday evening when a bearded man in a robe approached him and asked him for directions. That man, a Greek Orthodox priest, speaks little English and was lost. What the priest got and said, police say, was a tire iron to the head. Then he was chased for three blocks and pinned to the ground as the Marine kept a 911 operator on the phone saying he had captured a terrorist. This is the world that Peter Boyles and the right-wing racists out there are trying to create in this country. There was a terrible, awful crime at Fort Hood by somebody who clearly went crazy. The goal of the right wing in this country is to use that to stoke an ongoing anti-Muslim backlash. And those who pretend that there isn't an anti-Muslim backlash are the modern-day equivalent of people who pretend that there wasn't any violence towards African Americans during the civil rights era. People who pretend that there wasn't any anti-Jewish violence in Eastern Europe throughout most of Eastern Europe's history. These are the deniers, the revisionists. What do they want? They want to, as you heard that caller on Peter Boyles' show, they want to rid this country of Muslims. Should we let them? And as I asked the question yesterday, what really is their goal? What, even if you accept the idea, the speculation that the shooter at Fort Hood was acting on behalf of his Islamic fundamentalism, what does that mean we should do? What do you want? Do you want a full-on pogrom here in this country? 303-713-7600. We'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo, and we're going to get a news update after the break with the top spokesman for Frontier Airlines about layoffs here in Denver, and then we will open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo. All that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Crash left shoulder southbound I-25 at Thornton Parkway. That's causing folks to be delayed up in Thornton back at 104th. Also a crash southbound I-25 approaching the Johnstown exit. That's making it a mess in Larimer County. And a crash towards the airport, Pena and Jackson Gap. Forecast today, mix of sun and clouds, but very nice. Highs in the upper 60s, right now 42 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared throughout November and receive a free pair of Pandora sterling silver earring posts with each $75 Pandora mix and match charms purchase. Available at most locations.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at ColoradCo.
This is Dennis Quaid for the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation and Hasbro. Over 14 million children live in poverty in the United States. This holiday, they need a hero. They need you. That's why G.I. Joe is joining forces with the Marines for this important mission. When you buy a Hasbro G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra toy in stores between Veterans Day and Thanksgiving, Hasbro will donate a new toy to Toys for Tots. To fight poverty this holiday season, knowing is half the battle. The other half is helping.
Donation cap to 300,000 new toys valued at least $3.99 each. Visit G.I.Joe.com for more details.
Pirate Radio, the new comedy from the creator of Love Actually and Notting Hill, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman and featuring music by The Who, Jimi Hendrix, David Bowie, Cream, The Kinks, and The Rolling Stones. Based on true events, Pirate Radio tells the story of a group of renegade DJs who played the music that rocked a nation and a generation, boldly and hilariously defying the government that tries to shut them and their music down. In movie theaters everywhere, November 13th.
At Ace, people are lining up to talk to Santa's helpers for help decorating their homes.
Excuse me. Hi. I want to put up a lot of Christmas lights this year. I'm talking big. I mean Bulbarama. I want astronauts in outer space looking down saying, whoa!
No problem. For holiday decorations, Ace is the place to find everything you'll need. For a limited time, save 50% on a 26-inch pre-lit wreath or 9 feet of pre-lit garland each for just $9.99. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating stores through November while supplies last. See store for details.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
/7:24 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Before we get to our discussion about the right-wing hate being spewed out into our community here in Colorado, the racism, really the bigotry, you should, that's the right word I should use, bigotry, not racism. Islam is not a race. But before we get to that, on the line with us now is Steve Snyder, spokesman for Frontier Airlines. The headline of the Denver Post today, Denver to lose 200 Frontier jobs to Milwaukee. So this is a big blow to the Denver economy. Steve, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Sure thing.
How was this decision made? Are there future job cuts beyond the 200 people who are going to lose their jobs here in Denver?
Well, first of all, let's clarify. It's not necessarily that these folks are losing their jobs. They have the opportunity to keep their jobs if they want to move to Milwaukee. Obviously, the choice is up to them. And granted, that is certainly a big choice that they need to make, and it's certainly not an easy situation for them. But to answer your initial question, is you're probably aware, and most of the folks out there are aware, we were acquired by Republic Airways back in October as we came out of bankruptcy. They also acquired Midwest Airlines, which is based in Milwaukee. So what you have right now going on is the integration of three different airlines, and you've got obviously some redundancy in terms of what it is that each of the airlines do. And the idea is to go through every part of everybody's operation, find out how to do the operation the most efficiently, the most cost-effectively. And in this particular case, given the package that the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin presented, it was much more economically viable to do the heavy maintenance portion of our maintenance work, which is what we call the C-check in the industry, to do that in Milwaukee. We still will maintain a line maintenance presence, which is kind of the day-to-day maintenance here in Denver.
Do you expect more? You probably can't answer the specifics of this, but is the company still considering further job cuts either here or in the region, in the Rocky Mountain region?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the integration is still going on, so there are still a number of different departments being looked at. But to put this in the best perspective that I can for you, we've got about almost 5,000 people that are employed by Frontier Airlines nationwide. Even with these 200 or so jobs moving to Milwaukee, we'll still have almost 4,000 employees employed right here in Colorado. And, you know, even should there be a few, more job transfers between now and when the integration is accomplished, we still fully expect to have the vast majority of our employees employed here in Colorado. And probably the most important thing to stress is all of these things are essentially, you know, behind-the-scenes functions. Obviously, you know, when you talk about, particularly there's been some talk about corporate headquarters and administrative jobs, the day-to-day airport operations, the flight attendants, pilots, folks in the ticket counters, gate agent, folks on the ramp, the people that the flying public sees on a daily basis, and our presence at DIA is not going to diminish. In fact, just a few weeks ago, we announced more destinations out of Denver. That's clearly the plan. We're not planning a mass exodus out of Denver. We're always going to be Denver's hometown carrier, and we're still going to have a very strong employee presence here.
Steve, I've got to ask you one last question. They get on the line with us. It's Steve Snyder. He's a spokesperson for Frontier Airlines. Frontier, the headline in the Denver Post, Denver to lose 200 Frontier jobs to Milwaukee. The last question I want to ask you, some people might read this story and glean from it some blame on our local politicians, because this was clearly a competition between Colorado and Wisconsin. Is that something that they should glean or not?
You know, I think the best way to put that is everybody has individual business decisions to make based on their own individual dynamics. Obviously, the city of Denver, it's well documented, the issues that they have and the things that are going on within the city, and the mayor and all of his advisors and the economic development people look at things from a big picture standpoint. They've got to make a decision for what's best for the city and what's best ultimately for the people of Denver, for the people that pay the taxes. On the same, just as we have to make a business decision, our number one goal, we have to keep our cost structure low so that we can keep our ticket prices competitive, because at the end of the day, that's truly all the traveling public cares about, is they want a safe, affordable way to fly, and price is very much the bottom line for folks. So we have to keep our cost structure extremely low. To do that, we have to find cost efficiencies and, you know, viable economic environments to do work in. So the city of Denver made a business decision that they had to make. We made a business decision we had to make.
Steve Snyder from Frontier Airlines. Again, the headline in the Denver Post. It is linked on our website at AM760, Denver to lose 200 Frontier jobs to Milwaukee. Steve, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Sure thing.
7:30 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. We're going to turn now to our discussion about the anti-Muslim, really an anti-Muslim jihad going on in this country right now, as a backlash to the allegations, and remember, I stress the word allegations, that the shooter, the accused shooter at Fort Hood, was acting as an Islamic terrorist, that this shooter was motivated not by going crazy, he wasn't motivated like, for instance, the shooter in this story, two dead, two wounded, in Oregon Office Park shooting, that was from yesterday, that he wasn't acting out of the same similar gone crazy motivation as the shooter who shot up an Orlando office building on the same day of the Fort Hood shooting, that he was acting out on behalf of Islamic extremism. I just, on the before the break, played you a clip from Peter Boyles' show. Peter Boyles and Vince Carroll insisting that there's no such thing, there's never been such a thing in this country as an anti-Muslim backlash, even though hate crimes against Muslims, 9% of religious hate crimes in this country are against Muslims, in a country where only 4% of the population is Muslim. Let's go to the phones. The open question is there a pogrom going on in this country? Is this backlash aimed at purging this nation of Muslims? 303-713-7600. Ken in Lakewood. Ken, you're on AM760.
Yes. I'm amazed about this media creation of a backlash. There is no backlash. There will not be any backlash. We're too politically correct for a backlash.
Ken, I have a question.
Wait a minute.
It's a media creation that a Marine reservist yesterday got out of his car and bashed somebody he thought was a Muslim terrorist with a tire iron down in Tampa. That's a media creation, Ken?
there are.
Answer the question. You can answer that question. I want an answer to that question. Is it a media creation that Marine Reservist Jason Bruce yesterday tire ironed somebody he thought was a Muslim terrorist and chased him three blocks through Tampa Bay? Is that a media creation, Ken?
No, that is not a media creation. And with 350 million people in the United States, you can find one example.
Ken, is it a media creation that the FBI reports that 9% of hate crimes, religious hate crimes in this country, are against Muslims? Is that a media creation, Ken? That the FBI reports 9% of religious hate crimes in this country are against Muslims, a population that represents less than 5% of the country. Is that a media creation, Ken?
Okay, what is their definition?
Ken, answer the question. If you don't answer the question, you're not going to be on. Ken, answer the question. Is it a media creation to report that the FBI... No, you didn't answer that question. Ken, I'm going to throw you off this line right now if you don't answer the question. Is it a media creation to report that the FBI's statistics show that 9% of crimes committed on the basis of race have been committed against Muslims? Is that a media creation?
What is their definition?
You started the conversation saying that it is a media creation. Ken, answer the question. Ken, is that a media creation? Ken, you came on this radio station and you said it is a media creation that there is an anti-Muslim backlash in this country. Answer the question. Is it a media creation for the Los Angeles Times to report or for Vince Carroll to report that 9% of the FBI's, on its books, on its official books, crimes against people on the basis of their religion is against Muslims, a population that represents less than half of that percentage? Is that a media creation? You started the conversation like this, so we're going to go down your path. Is it a media creation to report those statistics?
Hey, you haven't answered my question.
No, goodbye, Ken. See, you don't want to answer the question. You come on to this radio station, you make an allegation, I ask you a simple question about your allegation. You said it's a media creation to say that there's an anti-Muslim backlash in this country. I read you stats that were reported in newspapers throughout the country, and you refuse to answer. So you know what? Go to hell. 735 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, David. Southbound 25, still heavy, 104th down to 84th due to an earlier accident. Also, some thicker jams. I-70 past Spear, speeds in the 20s and 30s there. Busy on the Turnpike 2, westbounders going towards Boulder as you're moving across Westminster, Sheridan to Church Ranch. Three-car accident, 18th and Lincoln. That's our lone accident on the board right now. Your forecast, partly cloudy, maybe a bit breezy. Going to be warm, though, a high near 70. Right now, 42 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hurry into the BMW Joy Sales Event. Right now, get a holiday credit of up to $2,500. Plus, BMW's Ultimate Service Plan comes standard. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontagebmw.com for details.
Can't get enough rock on the radio? Check out Pirate Radio, the new comedy based on true events from the creator of Love Actually and Notting Hill, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman as an American DJ who, along with his band of renegades, broadcasted rock and roll from the high seas while the British government did everything in their power to shut them down. These DJs united millions with the music of The Who, The Kinks, Jimi Hendrix, Cream, The Rolling Stones, David Bowie, and many more. In movie theaters everywhere, November 13th.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
$500 in your pocket. How? With our new low-priced introductory offer to Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. You get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV through Dish for $500 off our already low prices, plus free installation. And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500. Which means no car payments, ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
740 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the alleged fourth grade shooter, Hassan. ABC News yesterday gets humiliated by the Washington Post and the New York Times. ABC News floated the idea that this alleged shooter had, quote-unquote, reached out to Al-Qaeda. ABC News now basically retracting that story. So the allegations about what the motives of the alleged shooter down at Fort Hood now very much cloudy. Military investigators continue to say that there's no evidence that this was any terrorist act. It was just basically leading everybody to believe now to believe that this was a case of an overstressed person who cracked. Just like the shooting in Portland yesterday, two dead, two wounded in Oregon office park shooting, just like the shooting in Orlando on the same day of the Fort Hood shooting where a guy opened fire in an office park. And we're talking about the anti-Muslim backlash, the goal of right-wing talk radio, right-wing columnists to try to claim. Notice that they're all focusing on the Fort Hood shooting. Almost none of them, Peter Boyles, Vince Carroll in the Denver Post, none of them talking about the shooting in Oregon, the shooting in Orlando. None of them talking about that. Why? What are they trying to do? I think they're trying to whip up an anti-Muslim backlash, a pogrom. And we know the statistics from the FBI, they report 9% of religious crimes in this country directed against Muslims, a population that's less than 5% of the country. Stunning. It's stunning to be 5% of the country and to be the target of up to 9% of the religious crimes, religious hate crimes in this country. I mean, that is stunning. The LA Times reporting that the Bush administration reported a big surge in anti-Muslim violence and harassment after 9/11. And these people are literally out there, these right-wingers who are trying to whip up anti-Muslim hatred are simultaneously saying there's no such thing as an anti-Muslim backlash in this country. There never has been. Tampa Bay's newspaper reporting today, a big story, a Marine reservist down in Tampa takes a tire iron to the head of a bearded Greek Orthodox guy who he thought was a Muslim, chased him through the city, called 911 and said he was chasing down a terrorist, a Muslim terrorist. And yet, these right-wing revisionists, these deniers, these are the same kinds of people who deny that there was any kind of violence against black people during the Jim Crow era, same kind of people who deny that there was any kind of pogroms against Jews in Eastern Europe at those times. These people are always around, these deniers. They're typically white, male, and angry. Typically, but certainly not only. And what are they trying to do? I mean, I continue to go back to this question. What is the goal? Even if you accept all of their arguments, even if you ignore ABC News retracting its story, and you say, okay, let's say the alleged shooter down in Fort Hood was acting out of some distorted view of Islam. Let's just say that. Why is that relevant? What should we do with that information? Do you want to purge the United States of Muslims? Is that what we really want? Do you want to purge the military of Muslims? And if you want to purge the military of Muslims, are you willing to put your life on the line in the military? Are you willing to take the place of a Muslim soldier serving in a forward area in Iraq? 303-713-7600. And I want to throw this out here, one other thing to think about. Is it wrong to wonder if any of this had anything to do with the fact that we have killed millions of people, millions of Muslims, or I should say at least a million Muslims in our wars in the Middle East? Does any of this have anything to do with all of this? And should we be allowed to ask that question? That when you start a war and you kill, let's say, a million innocent civilians in Iraq, if you are going to go down the road and say, this is what we're seeing now is Muslim extremism against the United States, is it inappropriate to ask whether that might have anything to do with us killing a million innocent Muslims in a place like Iraq? 303-713-7600 is the number. After the break, we're going to play the clip again from Peter Boyles, just to give you a sense of what denial sounds like, what bigoted denial sounds like. Let's go to Daryl in Johnstown. Daryl, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going? Hope you're having a good morning. Enjoying the show. My point is that these people that are, I mean, obviously there's a backlash, but these folks that think there isn't, I mean, they just have to be stupid or ignorant.
No, I think they're bigoted. I mean, I think it's this, look, they're, I wouldn't go as far as saying that they're historical, they're Holocaust revisionists, but it's the same motive. It's the same motive. The people who deny that the Holocaust happened are not motivated out of ignorance. They're not motivated out of, they're not just stupid, right? They know that the Holocaust happened, and they hate Jews. So they deny that the Holocaust happened to try to portray Jews in a bad light, portray Jews as, you know, whiny or making up. And so this is an attempt by people who hate Muslims to say, to first of all, use this shooting to whip up anti-Muslim hatred, and then simultaneously say, hey, there's no such thing as anti-Muslim hatred. I don't hate Muslims. And that's what this is about. And by the way, it's not very sophisticated, right? I mean, it's pretty easy to see
that's
through
for sure.
Anybody who's honest.
Yeah, I guess it does give them an excuse. My other point would be that, you know, I mean, back in World War II, obviously, when we started just throwing anybody that even looked Asian into concentration camps, you know. I mean, didn't we kind of collectively as a country at one point agree that that was a pretty bad mistake?
Well,
haven't we learned from that?
You'd certainly think, but I don't think we've learned from that. Look, I don't think we've learned from that. There are haters out there, and unfortunately, what's different now is that a lot of these people who are really angry white males. And I'm not saying, by the way, not all white males are like this. I mean, I'm a white male. I'm not like this. At least I hope I'm not. I mean, I don't consider myself bigoted or prejudiced, but there are overrepresented in our media
behind the microphone, on television, on Fox News, are angry, right-wing, bigoted males who really don't like Muslim people. They really don't like dark skin. They don't like others. They're xenophobes, okay? And that's what's different about this era now, is that those people truly dominate the media, the electronic media that is so pervasive in our country. And so, yeah, you'd think that we would have matured past this after the horrors of the Jim Crow era, the horrors of the Japanese internment camps, but unfortunately, we haven't. Hey, Daryl, thanks for the call, man. Dave in Littleton. Dave, you're on AM 760.
How's it going?
All right, man.
That caller earlier, Ken, I think, the first caller, he really sounded like, probably about 9 months ago, I remember during the elections, some guy called in on this station saying there's no such thing as racism, that it's all being ginned up by the media. It sounded like the same guy.
It's the same thing, man. You know, it was the same thing, right? Remember during the Obama campaign? Oh, no one's mentioning Reverend Wright. The right wing isn't bringing up Reverend Wright, and they're not bringing up Obama's ethnic heritage and his father being from Africa and him possibly supposedly being trained in a madrasa. No, we're not bringing that up because he's black. Oh, there's no racism in this country.
That's the only thing they have, is to stir up hate among the people, pretty much, is what they have to do. I was listening, just for the hell of it, I was listening to Sean Hannity's show yesterday, and they're basically trying to make this as the next terrorist attack on our home soil since 9/11, is what they're saying.
It's really amazing. And again, I want people need to remember this, right? This shooting, a terrible, terrible tragedy. We've got to find the person who did this and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law.
I agree.
But if you look at what we know and what we don't know, all of the stuff about him acting potentially out of Islamic extremism, him being motivated by that, that is speculation at this point. In fact, ABC News retracts its story whether this guy, and I'll let you get a word in here, but I just want people to remember this. At the same time, there's a shooting in Orlando. There's a shooting in Oregon. No one's talking about that. So this is a deliberate attempt to use this to stir up bigotry.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and my whole point I've been making to friends is if he did maybe go to his mosque and pray before he did it, you know, whatever, that's his own personal agenda, whatever he wants to do. But does that mean that this man that killed this Dr. Tiller in the name of Christianity, should he be tried as a terrorist also?
Dave, that is exactly the point, right? You can't, lunatics out there, you can't take what they've done and expand it and project it onto an entire group. Because if you start doing that, you're exactly right. Where was the call to purge the military of Christians, to purge the country of Christians after the George Tiller killing? And this goes to my key point. Let's even say you accept all of the arguments about the alleged shooter down in Fort Hood. Let's just say you accept the speculation that he was acting out of Islamic extremism. What does that mean we should do? You want to kill all the Muslims in the country? You want to purge the country of all Muslims? And why can't we look at the stuff that we actually know is true? Fort Hood, a huge suicide rate. The military has had soldier-on-soldier violence. Why isn't the debate being focused on a military that's under severe stress? Why isn't that where the debate is? Instead, the debate is about speculation that this guy was acting out of Islamic extremism. It's because there are angry white men out there who want to drive this debate into their bigoted causes. 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Just one accident out there. It's downtown 18th and Lincoln. Rest of drive looking pretty nice for us. It is Veterans Day, so many city and county of Denver offices are shut down in observance. Parking meters also free downtown today. Normal jams on southbound 25 up in Thornton, again from I-70 past Spear, and another small stretch, University up to Evans. Your forecast today, mix of sun and clouds, but very nice. Highs in the upper 60s, right now 42 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi. As a Visa Signature cardholder, you get preferred seating offered to Visa Signature cardholders when they buy their tickets through Broadway.com.
Experience the most out of life with insider connections from your Visa Signature Card. As a cardholder, you enjoy access to advanced ticket sales and preferred seating at popular music and hit Broadway shows, plus advanced screenings to select Hollywood films. For event details and tickets, go to visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Going on in the market, so tell us, what does your big board tell us is going on today?
Well, the Dow right now, David, is up 38 points. The NASDAQ's up 15. The S&P is up almost 6. Continuing the rally process. Let me ask you a question, if I may, David. And you came in and saw pretty much exactly or very close to what we would a meeting we would go through with somebody that was coming to find out who we are. Did you feel pressure? How did you feel?
I was, I've been in some of these meetings before with other folks. I was actually expecting to feel pressure. It was far more educational. And it was actually only educational. And I actually left our lunch yesterday feeling like, I need a strategy in the market, and feeling like this is exactly what you guys do all day, every day, is think through these kinds of strategies in a market that is so up and down. So that's absolutely true. I think people need to remember that when you call up Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage and you go to one, for instance, one of the seminars they hold at Presidential Brokerage, it's not a pressure situation.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and that's not the kind of environment we want. These are important decisions, and when you're talking to people about their money, it really requires that they take some time and careful consideration and deliberation as to what to do with it. And if you're going with somebody that you feel pressured from or you don't trust, you better back away from that situation quickly.
So give the team at Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600 for Presidential Brokerage. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David, thanks a lot, buddy.
By now, you've heard a lot about Ovation Cell Therapy and how it helps restore dry, brittle, damaged hair and the amazing results for growing your hair thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed. But did you know that after 15 years, over 500,000 customers have never asked for their money back? Because it works. I've been using Ovation for less than a week, but I love it already. Your website claimed people noticed a difference after a couple of days of use, and I have to agree with them. Thanks for a wonderful product. Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types to help restore dry, brittle, thinning, or damaged hair. And it'll work for you, too. Just a simple shampoo and rinse application with no side effects. It's even safe and effective for chemotherapy hair loss recovery, and it's unconditionally guaranteed. Log on to ovationhair.com to learn more and enter AM760 at checkout for a special offer. Grow your hair thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer, faster. Visit ovationhair.com and remember to enter AM760 for your special offer. ovationhair.com.
One of the most controversial events in U.S. history is now a locally and deeply powerful courtroom drama. The Man Who Never Died, set during a period of extreme disparity between the wealthy and poor, is the story of labor organizer and singer-songwriter Joe Hill, who fought for the fair treatment of working people, but was accused of murder in 1914. Playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Morning.
I personally wish the Democrats would make you their spokesman. It brings back such fond memories of Jimmy Carter and how he dealt with Muslim extremists. But you totally missed the point of Mr. Carroll's article. 70% of the hate crimes were against Jews. Does that mean we have a Jewish backlash?
Yeah, there certainly is a lot of anti-Semitism in this country. That's damn right.
So there's a Jewish backlash.
That's damn right that there is anti-Semitism in this country. Let me ask you, Eddie, are you going to deny that there's anti-Semitism in this country?
Incidents.
I guess you're denying, Eddie. Hey, Eddie.
Muslims? Is that what you're saying,
Eddie?
David?
Eddie, David, there is anti-Semitism in this country. There is anti-Semitism in this country. That's exactly right. Eddie, I got an idea for you. I'm sure there's a Nazi party meeting somewhere around here. Okay, if you want to go deny that there's anti-Semitism in this country, then you got plenty of right-wing radio hosts to go call up and go coddle and go kiss their ass. Right now you can kiss my ass. 7:58 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to be talking to the author of an article, a magazine article, about how products are made to go bad. Products are made to wear out so that you spend more money. What does that do to our environment? What does that do to consumer spending? And then after that short interview, we will get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo about the anti-Muslim pogroms trying to be whipped up by denialists and bigots in this country. Stick around.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
The most controversial events in U.S. history is now a locally and deeply powerful courtroom drama. The Man Who Never Died, set during a period of extreme disparity between the wealthy and poor, is the story of labor organizer and singer-songwriter Joe Hill, who fought for the fair treatment of working people, but was accused of murder in 1914. Playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
Only while supplies last. Everybody has a sleep number. Find yours before our Veterans Day sale ends on November 15th at only one place, a Sleep Number Center.
Select Comfort Sleep Number Centers are in most major malls, including Southwest Plaza and 29th Street in Boulder.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. On the day the nation salutes military veterans, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs is promising to do more to help those returning from combat in Iraq and Afghanistan.
We are working diligently at increasing our capabilities here.
Eric Shinseki told the CBS News early show increased troop rotations overseas have caused a sharp spike in the number of men and women returning with post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and other mental health issues. An hour from now, President Obama will keep with Veterans Day tradition, laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington Cemetery. Then it's back to the White House for a meeting on Afghanistan. CBS's Chip Reed tells us word of a decision on sending more troops to fight the Taliban is not expected anytime soon.
They're still telling us several weeks before he announces his decision. He may make the decision before that, but he won't announce it until he gets back from his Asia trip.
This is a somber Veterans Day at Fort Hood, the scene of the massacre last week that claimed 13 lives. CBS's August Skamenka is there.
The closeness of the shootings has cast a pall over this post. People here are used to honoring the fallen, but the loss of life is usually always combat-related. All that emotion this Veterans Day has a blame game begins between the FBI and Department of Defense.
The FBI says a Pentagon official knew last year that alleged gunman Nidal Hassan had been in contact with a Muslim cleric who called for the death of American troops. The Pentagon denies that. A young Marine survived three tours in Iraq, but he couldn't survive an apparently unprovoked attack on the job as a cable TV installer in Los Angeles. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan, what happened, Steve?
Well, 25-year-old Trevor Neiman was on a call in Victorville, California, when a man in the home grabbed a hammer and fatally beat him. Investigators say there was nothing, apparently, to provoke the attack. A relative of the homeowner's been arrested. Neiman lived through Iraq, losing some of his best friends in Fallujah, and he survived a knife attack in his own home 6 months ago. Sister tells the LA Times they thought after the war, they wouldn't have to worry about him anymore. Frank?
Walmart is putting new security in place for the day after Thanksgiving to avoid another Black Friday stampede like the one on Long Island last year that caused the death of a store worker. Retail industry analyst Candace Corletz.
Many retailers have recognized that they have to organize the flow of shoppers, and that means giving out tickets to let people have numbers for when they can be admitted, to forming lines and having your employees out there working the line.
A woman falls to the tracks of a Boston subway station. A train is coming. The train driver yanks the emergency brake. The train jerks to a screeching stop just in time.
It scared me, and I'm just like, please, God, just let this woman be okay. And when she crawled out from under and she gave me a smile, I mean, I was just like, oh, my God.
Hero train driver Charisse Lewis on the CBS News Early Show. The Dow Industrials are up 66 points. This is CBS News.
Small business owners are looking for customers. We at Intuit Websites believe the customers are everywhere. Down the street, across town, there could be a customer in Scranton looking for you right now. Get found with your own website from Intuit Websites. Just pick a style, edit, and get online as easy as 1, 2, 3. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. So instead of spending time looking for customers, have them find you for a change. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
It's time to feel the countdown to a coronation. The thunder of the flyby and the roar of the infield. To feel what it's like to taste victory donuts or what it's like to wreck your car and your chances. Feel the goosebumps get bigger and your eyes get wider. Because this is no time for letting up. NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The chase continues at Phoenix, Sunday at 2:30 Eastern on ABC. Telecast presented by Goodyear.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. On this Veterans Day, Governor Bill Ritter, Senator Michael Bennett, and Congressman Mike Kaufman will speak at a service this morning at Fort Logan National Cemetery in Denver. In Boulder, Democratic Representative Jared Polis plans to visit a veterans memorial at CU before then having lunch with a veterans group. Running a medical marijuana facility in Boulder got a bit more complicated overnight. Early this morning, the City Council passed an emergency ordinance prohibiting dispensaries from opening within 500 feet of schools and daycare centers. More than 100 people turned out for the hearing.
As to the concern of dispensaries being too close to schools, daycares, churches, etc., again, are you holding this business to a different standard than liquor stores, pharmacies that also carry medicine?
This new ordinance will be in place through next March. That will give city leaders a chance to study future dispensary regulation proposals. In sports, a buzzer beater by the Chicago Bulls didn't quite beat the buzzer after all. That gave the Denver Nuggets a 90-89 win last night in Chicago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a nice and quiet drive as you're around the metro. Southbound I-25, sluggish on that approach to 84th. You're going to find speeds in the 20s and 30s as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. Westbound I-70, dragging just a little bit. Havana towards 270. We're also seeing some heavy pockets on 36 as you're making your way towards Boulder, but no serious slowdowns. Off those main roads, we've got some crashes in the works. They're mopping up a three-car accident downtown, 18th and Lincoln. We're just getting word of a crash, 14th in Colorado, and one that occurred to the south of Denver. This is northbound Santa Fe at C-470. Watch out for activity there. Sounds like that one's a pretty serious one. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a partly sunny day today with a high of about 68, almost 69 degrees. Cooling off in the overnight, low dropping into the low 40s, currently 41. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hurry into the BMW Joy sales event. Right now, get a holiday credit of up to $2,500. Plus, BMW's ultimate service plan comes standard. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontagebmw.com for details.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
That little clip on the in there is Ed Perlmutter, Congressman Ed Perlmutter. He'll be in studio tomorrow for an hour, starting at, what is it, 8? Yeah, I think we got him at 8 tomorrow. Oh, my bad, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Congressman Ed Perlmutter for an hour tomorrow. We'll be taking your calls about any and all issues in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We're going to take a quick break from our discussion about the Fort Hood shooting and the anti-Muslim bigotry that the right-wing historical revisionists, right-wing racism deniers, right-wing bigots are trying to whip up. And we're going to go now to Sharon Bloyd Peshkin. She is the author of a new magazine article that I encourage everybody to read. It's in These Times, In These Times magazine, InTheseTimes.com. It's called Built to Trash: Is Heirloom Design the Cure for Consumption? Now, this is about products that you and I buy that basically are designed in many ways to become obsolete and or to wear out. Sharon, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
So, in your article, are you basically asserting that products were built in the past more to last than they are today? Are you asserting that that was deliberate, or that it's a product of cheaper goods made more cheaply today? And what is really the implication for society in terms of consumerism, in terms of environmentalism, in a society flooded by products that wear out much more easily than they used to wear out?
Okay, let me break that into the two pieces then. Yes, I'm asserting that, not because it's my personal belief, but because there's ample evidence that that's the case, that things used to be built to last, now they are not, and a lot of that is cost-driven, and it's cost-driven because the cost of the resource use and waste and disposal is not calculated into the cost to a manufacturer and therefore to a consumer for current goods. So the answer to your first question is yes. And the implication is that we have just a phenomenal amount of consumption and disposal going on, and we can't keep up with either end of that. The resource generation and the resource use, and then at the other end, where do you put all that stuff?
Well, why were products made to last more in the past? And I ask this question from this perspective, which is that, look, it's pretty obvious that if you make a product that's cheaply made with cheap materials and that wears out and that people need a new one in a few years, that you've accomplished as a business, you've accomplished a couple of things. You've cut your costs, and you've potentially, if done right, you've made sure to perpetuate consuming of your product. So, for instance, when we talk about this kind of stuff, everyone talks about the light bulb. Like, oh, they can make a light bulb that would last forever, but they don't want to make a light bulb that would last forever because that keeps you buying light bulbs. Okay,
right.
So that's a principle that's existed throughout history, right? I mean, that's a business principle whether you were making a product in 1920 or whether you were making a product in 2009. So what has changed?
It's actually a modern concept. And I quote a historian from Harvard University, Elizabeth Cohen, who's examined exactly the question you're asking. And truly, that's a concept that came up in America around the 1940s. And prior to that, things were made to last. There was a lot of pride in making things that lasted. And consumers didn't wish to purchase things as rapidly and as much of those things to allow for a culture in which junk was produced and purchased. So this is actually a relatively modern concept.
So, I mean, but is it a business ethics kind of thing? Is it a change in the ethic of people who make products, or has it become simply easier to make cheap, less durable products?
It's a wonderful question. I think that the answer is truly both. It's business ethics. It's profit-driven. It's the materials we have available to us now. It's a global economy. All of these things are like a giant pile-on collision that leads to what we have now. It's also that we have an economy in which it's consumer-driven. 70% of it is consumer-driven, and we depend upon ever-increasing consumption in order to keep our economy lively and functioning. And we've been hearing a lot about that in this past year.
Now, you talk about the term heirloom design. And again, on the line with us is Sharon Bloyd Peshkin. Her article in These Times magazine, Built to Trash, is Heirloom Design the Cure for Consumption? You can find it at indiestimes.com. Sharon Bloyd Peshkin is an associate professor in the journalism department at Columbia College in Chicago. Is this a problem today? I mean, in some ways, I kind of see it as it's going to be very difficult to reverse in this sense. If you make a product that's going to last, let's say you make a product that typically people have gotten used to lasting for 3 years, and you make a product, whatever it is, that you've made in a way that's going to last 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I mean, you really make this product really well. And you use the materials to make it well, the engineering to make it well. You're even going to be offer up L.L. Bean style, an L.L. Bean style guarantee, right? L.L. Bean, you send back the shoes, they patch it up for you, they send it back. That's their whole ethic. Now, that product is probably going to have to cost a little more, if not a lot more. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm willing to pay more for something that's going to last, because if it lasts, ultimately it will cost me less. Now, the problem is that people that in the immediate market, right, you put that product out, it costs 20% more, and you've got somebody who's making a product, you know, 20% more cheaply, and the consumer is going to walk in the store and only be thinking short term. How do you break that psychology?
Right, and what you've gotten at is sort of that artificial sense of price that I referenced earlier, which is that as long as the cost of extracting those materials, of manufacturing those things, and of disposing of the waste afterwards is invisible to the producer and the consumer, what you've nailed there is a dilemma that we can't get around. And that's why there are some efforts at extended producer responsibility legislation, ways of saying if you're going to produce stuff that breaks down and has to be thrown out, then you just can't, you know, close your eyes to the environmental cost. In fact, you have to pay for it. That will start to equalize the costs of those things. The other piece of the answer to that question is that different kinds of consumer goods may have to have very different sort of lifespan issues. Maybe some things are components can be replaced so that they don't have to be thrown out, but you're still buying components and apply especially well to, say, electronics. Maybe things can be remanufactured, like carpeting, where
I think we lost Sharon Bloyd Peshkin there for a moment. Let's see if we can get her back. We got her back? Okay, hold on. Sharon, you there? No, you're all of a sudden your volume is too low. So we've lost Sharon Bloyd Peshkin. We're going to try to call her back. But it is a fascinating article at inthesetimes.com. And the issue here, I think it's a very, very difficult issue. And I've raised this question through the auto bailout and the auto industry. If you think about how the economy worked. She was talking about a consumer economy. I raised a question during to Tim Jackson, who is the head of the trade association that represents car dealerships here in Colorado, and I said, you know, there's something of a problem where our economy is based on buying and replacing things. I mean, Sharon, do we get you back?
Yes, I'm
okay. There we go. You know, you mentioned that there's this big problem with our economy being based so much on consuming things, and you say that we have to add into the cost of a good how much it might cost to trash the good, or at least recycle pieces or components of the good. How far along are we in doing that? I mean, I asked a question to Tim Jackson, who's the head of the trade association representing auto dealerships here in Colorado. And I said, you know, Tim, it seems to me that there's fundamentally a problem where the auto industry relies on Americans buying more and more cars when a car really should last, if it's built in the right way, you should be able to keep a car 10, 15 years if you maintain it properly. And it seems like the auto industry is based on a model where people are buying cars every 2, 3, 4 years. How do you actually change? I mean, and how far along are we in getting to that realization?
Not very far along. In fact, the auto industry was one of the first to recognize that if they could persuade you that your perfectly good car was out of date, you'd go buy a new one and they'd make more money. And again, that dates from the 1950s when this became really the engine of the U.S. economy was more and more consumption. How far along are we? Clearly not very far along. If you look at some of the numbers, you know, I referenced some of these lovely websites where you can find out just how bad you are for the environment. You know, it would say things like if everybody in the world consumed at the rate at which people in the U.S. consume, we'd need 3 to 5 planets to sustain ourselves, you know? And that since the 1950s, this period we've been talking about, U.S. house size has actually, I don't know, it's doubled since the 70s, probably more since the 50s. And I was just looking at a story in the New York Times the other day. We have 2.3 billion square feet of self-storage space in this country. That's actually 7 square feet for every single American.
And it's just an amazing thing. It's way too much stuff. And you know, when you start really thinking about this, it's like going down a rabbit hole, right? I mean, I even think, I got my computer right here, for instance, right next to me. And you even think about how different appliances are made with slightly different electronic adapters. You know, the adapter doesn't fit on one computer, fits on another computer. All of a sudden, you need 15 different adapters. All of that stuff is material. All of that stuff is ultimately from a natural resource or is made from natural resources. And when you're not thinking about the issues of waste, you are spending a huge amount of money and you are extracting a huge amount from your planet. Sharon Bloyd Peshkin, her article, Built to Trash, Is Heirloom Design the Cure for Consumption? It's at InTheseTimes.com. We'll link to it on our website at AM760. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Great piece.
Thank you, David.
8:19 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. We're going to go back to the phones and I'm going to play you again this clip from Peter Boyle's show. Peter Boyle's is probably, I don't know, 10 feet from me right now. Well, there's a wall, of course. He's not in this room, but there's me, there's a wall, and there's Peter Boyle's. And I'm driving into work today, and I hear this exchange about the Fort Hood shooting and the effort now. It's now open. It's now in the open. It's not. There's no one's trying to pretend that it's not happening. There's an effort to stoke an anti-Muslim hatred in this country in a way that I don't think we've ever seen before, or if we have, it's been very rare. ABC News yesterday essentially retracts its story, insisting that the alleged shooter down in Fort Hood had reached out to Al-Qaeda. Today, the right-wing machine on Veterans Day insisting that this is an example of Islamic terrorism, despite ABC News retracting its story, despite all of the Islamic parts of this story going unconfirmed. And at the same time, you have the same right-wingers denying that there's any anti-Muslim hatred in this country at all, that there's any anti-Muslim backlash, that there has ever been an anti-Muslim backlash in this country before. These people, this is the angry white bigotry coming out in this country. What does it mean? And ponder this question, really an important question, and we're going to get to your calls after the break, but ponder this question. Even if you accept the right-wing argument that the alleged shooter down there was motivated out of a distorted view of Islam, what does that mean we should do? Do you want to kill all the Muslims? Do you want to purge all the Muslims? One of Peter Boyle's callers suggests open racial profiling. Is that really what you want this country to become? And are you willing to take the spot of somebody on the front lines in the Iraq War, a Muslim soldier in our military? Are you willing, if you want to purge the military of Muslims, are you willing to go on the front lines in Iraq and take an American Muslim soldier's place on the front lines in our war? And ponder this question, too. One last question. Are we allowed to ask whether Muslims should feel upset about a country that has killed a million Muslims in our most recent war in the Middle East? Certainly, 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 that does not justify in any way the horrific act that happened down at Fort Hood. But are we allowed to ask a question? If we're going to have a discussion about Islam and a backlash to Islam, can we ask a question, hey, does some of this have to do with the fact that we've killed a million Muslims in Iraq? Can we ask that question? Is that a fair question? How would America respond if a country came into our country, killed a million Americans in order to take our oil? How would we feel? 303-713-7600. What is the focus on the Fort Hood shooting really all about? I'm going to play you this clip from Peter Boyles' show after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a crash southbound I-25 at University. Delays back to Downing Street. Also got a crash northbound Santa Fe at C-470. That's a busy intersection. Look to add to the delays there. Another one near downtown, a little bit east of there, 14th and Colorado. Also getting reports of a deer on the loose around Yale and the ramps there at Yale and I-25, so do beware there as well. Your forecast, partly cloudy, maybe a bit breezy. Warm, though, a high near 70. Sure doesn't feel like November. Right now, 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you like to rock? Then you have to check out Pirate Radio, the new comedy from Richard Curtis, creator of Love Actually, Four Weddings and a Funeral, and Notting Hill, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman. Grab the widget to get and share this radio station with your friends on your favorite social networking site. Go to iHeartRadio.com, keyword pirate. Pirate Radio, the movie theaters everywhere, November 13th.
Hey, it's Juliana Rancic. Live on the red carpet, winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you.
So guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers. Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Oh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since... you, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 movies your first year. And ask how you can get a free Flip Ultra HD camcorder so you can make your own movies. But this offer ends November 22nd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
In accordance with your health condition.
At USAA Bank, we stand by some core beliefs. We believe it's your money, and it should be treated that way, and that you shouldn't have to pay to use it. That's why we offer free ATMs nationwide, free debit card rewards, and free checks. We can save you up to $600 a year. And because we think bank hours should conform to your schedule, we offer free USAA web bill pay, mobile banking, and deposit at home, allowing you to deposit checks by scanning them whenever you want. At USAA, we believe when it comes to your money, business as usual is no way to do business at all. Better banking begins now. Visit usaabanking.com and start saving up to $600 a year with a free checking account. usaabanking.com. Availability restrictions apply. You must qualify for USAA deposit at home. Credit approval required. USAA does not charge a fee for the first 10 ATM withdrawals and refunds up to $15 in other banks' ATM usage fees each month. USAA Federal Savings Bank. Member FDIC.
If you open your ears...
and I'm just one of those regular guys.
Your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen...
be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
To the honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't you give up? All right, we're going to get to the phones in a second. So if you're holding, hang on.
don't you?
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, it's 826. I want to play, just to set the stage for our discussion, I want to play this clip from this morning on KHOW, Peter Boyles' show, and I want to play it as an example of what I'm talking about when I'm talking about people who would deny that there is anti-Muslim bigotry and that there's been anti-Muslim backlash in this country. And I want to play it as a, there's also, you'll hear the caller in this who says that why it's important to know whether the alleged Fort Hood shooter was motivated from extremist Islam is because it would justify purging the military of Muslims and racially profiling all people from the Middle East in this country. Now, before you listen to this, I just want you to remember, because you have listened to it and know this. Okay, know these stats. The headline, big jump found in U.S. anti-Muslim incidents. Story from 2006, complaints involving anti-Muslim discrimination, harassment, and violence jumped over 30%. In 2005 compared to 2004. This was a story from the Los Angeles Times in 2001, even as President Bush visited a local mosque in a plea for tolerance towards Arab Americans. Law enforcement officials Monday reported an alarming surge in violence and possible hate crimes against Muslims. There is a story in the Tampa Bay newspaper today. Marine reservist Jason Bruce attacked a guy he thought was a Muslim with a tire iron, took a tire iron to his head yesterday, and then chased this man three blocks. The man wasn't even Muslim. He was a Greek Orthodox guy. Chased this guy, screaming that he was a terrorist. And you'll hear at the beginning of this Peter Boyles clip, Peter Boyles, like many others, like Vince Carroll, he references Vince Carroll, the Denver Post editorialist today. Vince Carroll's column all about how there is no such thing as anti-Muslim fervor in this country. Of course, Vince Carroll cites statistics. It's amazing. The FBI statistics saying that Muslims have been the target of 9% of religious-based hate crimes in 2007, despite only being about 4% of the population in the country. That is Vince Carroll's evidence, apparently, that there is no anti-Muslim fervor in this country. So there's all the details. And now listen to this clip from Peter Boyles.
CNN is spreading about the right-wing backlash against Muslims. Read Vince and Carroll's columns. It didn't happen. It doesn't happen. Tell people it doesn't happen. It hasn't happened. This is Karen. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hello, Pete.
Hello, Karen.
Peace, love, and rock and roll from your
friend you,
in sobriety.
That's
it's
it.
5 years. It just turned five for me.
There you go.
I was listening. I'm coming home from the salt mine, and I was listening to Fox News this morning. And it is now being reported by this terrorist neighbors that right before he went to Fort Hood, the day before or a couple of days before.
Gave away his stuff.
For the first time in the entire time he'd lived in this $350 a month apartment, somebody came to his apartment.
Really?
Nobody had, and Fox News reported this morning, and nobody had visited him. He had had no people except 1 or 2 days before he murdered our military heroes.
Well, Fox had him.
And
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, you go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
It's okay, Pete. I was going to say that I want answers, and I am tired of Obama. I am tired of him having a lack of, and this is my opinion, I am not an Obama fan, but he has a lackadaisical approach to this terrorist. And
and
at least Joe Lieberman is saying, you know, he's saying, darn it, this is not just a random attack. This may be terrorist related. Only one who's had the testicular fortitude to say that.
So, I mean, and, like I said, what is it? And this was so predictable. This speech.
Absolutely.
I mean, it didn't take a lot of brains to figure out. I mean, I didn't know exactly what the man was going to say, but I knew what he wasn't going to say.
Exactly. And Pete, here's another thing on my mind, and I was called a racist at work for saying this. I do not believe Muslims should be allowed to serve in any capacity in our military.
Well, first of all, you're criticizing a faith, so you're not criticizing a race. What race is Islam? It doesn't.
Not
it's
a
like
race.
All right, what race is illegal? Alien.
It's not a race.
That's, of course not. But that's, see.
But I'm a conservative, so I'm a racist.
Well, but that's all they got. They got nothing.
But my point being, I believe that Muslims should not be allowed to serve in the military. And I would go one step further, and this is just outrageous to my liberal friends. We need to start profiling. And I don't care if it's a, I don't care if they're Middle Easterners. I don't care. We need to start profiling Middle Easterners. Men, women, and children need to be profiled.
So that was the interchange this morning on Peter Boyle's show. I mean, there's so much in there, right? There's so much in there. And you don't hear Peter Boyle talking about the shooting in Oregon yesterday. You don't hear him talking about the shooting in Orlando. It's all about trying to gin up hatred against Muslims and then deny that there's any hatred against Muslims. That is textbook right there. And you got a knuckle-dragging caller calling up saying, I'm not a racist, but I want to racially profile Middle Easterners. Is this where we're going in this country? Is this what it's all about? 303-713-7600. John and Conifer. John, you're on AM 760. Hello, John.
Yes.
Fire away.
What's hilarious about that interchange was Boyles was saying there's no discrimination, and her response was we should discriminate, and then he reassures her that she's not a racist, and then she says we should profile Middle Easterners, which makes her foray into racial profiling.
I mean, exactly right. They're even within the context of their own conversation, they're contradicting themselves.
Right. I mean, he repeated it over and over and over and over like a mantra. It's not happening. And then she comes on and says, oh, but it should happen, and we must make it happen.
It's really, and you know what? I mean, the thing is that I don't know. I'll put you on hold here just because there's an echo, and I'll let you respond. But I don't know if it's even conscious. Right. I mean, I don't even know if this is in some ways a conscious thing. I mean, the bigotry is so embedded in what is being talked about there and really in how the country itself is looking at this situation. If you look at this situation honestly, you say, okay, you got a military under stress. You got serious problems of suicide at Fort Hood. You've had examples after example after example of soldier-on-soldier violence. The heinous act that was committed down in Fort Hood was most likely a product of those verifiably true situations. Instead, you've got people who say this guy's last name sounds Arabic. And so despite ABC News yesterday retracting its story about the alleged shooter supposedly reaching out to Al-Qaeda, it's all going to be about this is a problem of Muslims. And it's a question about whether it's even conscious, whether the bigotry in there, they're even the people who are spewing it are even right. Conscious of it. I mean, do you think they're conscious of it?
I'm a psychiatrist, and I can tell you it is conscious and unconscious, and smugness and self-righteousness feel good. It probably increases dopamine, and that's a reward chemical in the brain, and it feels good to be talking to people on our side against those evil degenerates.
And I don't really understand what, again, I when you start asking the question, okay, hey, you bigoted lunatics. Let's just accept, for argument's sake, your arguments, just for a second. What do you want to be done? Now, we heard from the caller there on Peter Boyle's show. What she wants is for all Muslims to be rounded up and purged out of the military, and for Muslims to be openly Muslim people, not even Muslims, people from the Middle East, their children, to be racially profiled at school, for instance, for Middle Easterners to be racially profiled at work. I mean, I've got slightly darker skin. I get a tan pretty easily. Am I going to get racially profiled because I look Middle Eastern? What about Craig Silverman? Is Craig Silverman gonna get? He's got kind of like one of those, you know, like a Super Mario Brothers mustache, right? Is he gonna get racially profiled? Is that what these people are aiming for? And if they are, why don't they just come out and say it? I mean, you got to give that caller on Peter Boyle's show a little bit of credit just for being honest.
I guess we can't let him on airplanes either, Dave, in this country. We're too scared to let him on an airplane, too.
It's just incredible. And I'm not trying to downplay, you know, terrorism. Terrorism is a real threat. But there are ways to deal with terrorism that don't deal in racial profiling.
Instead of beating a man with a tire iron and calling the authorities saying you caught a terrorist.
Well, that's the most amazing part about this. I mean, I got to tell you, there's really two pieces of this, right? It's like there's the piece of the of trying to whip up anti-Muslim hatred. Okay, there's that piece. That's pretty obvious. Then there's this effort. I mean, you got to check it out in the Denver Post, folks. Vince Carroll, big shocker, an angry white guy, saying that there's no anti-Muslim backlash. There never has been in this country. On the same day that the front page of the Tampa Bay paper is about a Marine reservist taking a tire iron to the head of a guy he thought was a Muslim, chasing him through the city, saying that he's an Islamic terrorist. The guy was a Greek Orthodox guy with right. a beard. I mean, it's
just lost looking for directions.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah, no, Vince Carroll is a tool, Dave.
The discussion should be, why do we have a military so under stress that soldiers are killing themselves through suicide and soldiers are killing each other? The question should not be, how do we whip up anti-Muslim fervor? Hey, thanks for the call. 838 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls. I'm sure it's going to get even more intense after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Crash southbound 25 at University. Delays back to Downing Street. Starting to loosen up, though, a little bit there. Also had a truck lose a tire eastbound I-70 near 270. Stop and go jams there back around Colorado Boulevard. So going to be a little difficult for you moving eastbound on the elevated portion. Surface Street crashes northbound Santa Fe at C-470 and 14th in Colorado. Bocos in the cleanup phase. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds, but going to be nice today. Highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, day looks good with highs in the mid-60s, but possible snow in the evening. Our current downtown temperature, 46 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Switch to USAA Auto Insurance. You could save an average of $525 a year. That's $525 a year in premiums. Find out at usaainsurance.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and Radiant Systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to carfax.com.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
For free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
843 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why are right-wing talk show hosts, right-wing pundits, both trying to whip up anti-Muslim hatred after the Fort Hood shooting and denying that there's any anti-Muslim hatred in the United States? It's very strange. We've been talking about this interchange I heard on Peter Boyle's show. It gives a good example of a talk show host claiming that, there's no anti-Muslim hatred in the country, and then listening to a caller go on about how we need to racially profile all Middle Easterners. What is this all about? Is this really where we're going as a country, that we want pogroms against Muslims? And why is this the topic of the debate when ABC News, for instance, is retracting its claiming yesterday that the alleged shooter down in Fort Hood reached out to Al-Qaeda? Now, I'm not saying that this shooter, the alleged shooter, wasn't motivated out of Islamic extremism, wasn't necessarily motivated out of Islamic extremism. That may be the case. We may find that out. That may be confirmed. But even if it is confirmed, why is that relevant? What does that mean we should do? Isn't this really more a situation where a guy went crazy and cracked? Just like the shooter in Oregon yesterday who shot dead two people, wounded two people. Just like the shooter on Friday who opened fire at an Orlando high-rise. 303-713-7600. Sonia and Parker. Sonia, you're on AM 760.
Hi. You know what? I think that poor woman on the Boyle show is just doesn't know where to place her, effort. Certainly we in America don't care if people are Muslim. That's fine and dandy. What we do care and can't discriminate between is who are the would-be American killer Muslims and who are just your everyday Muslims. And if, you know, this is a brilliant plot. If, in fact, this man was on his own personal jihad, his little mission was far more successful than many of those suicide bombers over in, you know, the Middle East.
Sonia, but I don't understand, Sonia. Why are you putting it in Muslim terms? I mean, we've got a killer. In Oregon yesterday who shot dead two people. We've got a killer in Orlando last week who opened fire in a high rise.
I
don't understand why you're framing it. That's my question.
You just said
we have to distinguish between Muslim killers and regular Muslims.
In our country, you know, people who want to profile, you know, Middle Easterners are simply because they're looking for the people who would kill Americans. You get that, right?
Yeah, I get that. But my point is only this. If you're looking for the people who've killed Americans or who kill Americans, then the people there are people who think that means focusing in intently on Middle Easterners, when in fact we've had people kill abortion doctors on behalf of the radical right. We've had Timothy McVeigh killed 100-some people by blowing up a federal building. So my point is, if you start profiling groups on the basis of individual crazy people, all of a sudden you're profiling everybody. And so my question is, why is the focus particularly, especially on the right, intently only on Muslims? Right? I didn't hear Peter Boyles. I didn't hear right-wing talk show hosts say, hey, you know what? We got to infiltrate the Christian right now. We got to have the CIA and FBI infiltrate the Christian right after the George Tiller killing. I didn't hear that. Why didn't I hear that?
It's a very small scale that, you know, abortion doctors are being killed, et cetera. That's a small scale. And yes, those people, you know, are radicals, and they're not.
Was the Oklahoma City bombing a small scale? That small scale?
No, but that's not an ongoing thing, as you know.
Right-wing militias are not an ongoing thing? Let me tell you something. I lived up in Montana, okay, and there were politicians being threatened by right-wing political leaders, regularly threatened by right-wing militias. This was a famous situation up in Montana. Right-wing militias, the Department of Homeland Security. Now, maybe you don't believe the Department of Homeland Security. That's your prerogative. The Department of Homeland Security issues a report saying a major threat to the country is right-wing militias. I don't hear right-wingers talking about that. And I think this betrays, as I said, a bigotry. It is not about, to them, it is not about protecting the country. It's about whipping xenophobic hatred. That's what it's about.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't think so, but you don't have a real answer for what I'm saying.
Well, I don't think you'll answer either. How do you distinguish between people who would kill Americans and allow them into your military?
You know what? You want to know what? You know, I have an answer for that. When you look at the verifiable data, what we know, right? All the stuff, did he say Allah before he pulled the trigger? Did he reach out to Al-Qaeda? All of that is speculation. In fact, as I said, ABC News retracting its story, saying much of the stuff about that is fueling this speculation about his motives. My answer to your question is, how do you stop it? Here's what you do. You take a look at what you actually know. Okay, here's what you actually know about what's going on in the military. Suicide rates are skyrocketing. Morale is in the toilet. This is the third or fourth episode of soldier-on-soldier violence. So how do you stop it? How about you get the military out from under being so strained? How about you de-stress the military? How about you not have a military that's stretched so thin that you're deploying people 5 and 6 times? How do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you do that? You know what? I'll tell you how you do that. You don't wage two adventurous wars in the Middle East and go on to escalate one of them. How you do that. You don't stretch your military so thin that it's so stressed out that soldiers are going crazy. Now, I realize that's not a convenient argument to bigots, okay? That's not a convenient argument to people who want to use things, who want to manipulate tragic situations like the Fort Hood shooting to fit into their own xenophobic, angry agenda. But that's what we know. That's what we know. And it's a big issue. And the reason you don't hear about it is because the same people who want to whip up Muslim hatred in this country are the same people who back an overly militaristic culture that wants us invading countries in the Middle East. Invasions that have caused 1 million people already, 1 million innocent bystanders to be killed. The same people who want to whip up anti-Muslim passion here in this country, same people who supported the war in Iraq, are the same people who want an escalation in Afghanistan. So they don't want to talk about what the Fort Hood tragedy should really raise. They don't want to talk about a military under stress because they think the military is their tool. They think that what we should be using the military for is to sacrifice American lives for their right-wing militaristic agenda. Thanks for the call. 851 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, we had a truck lose its tire eastbound I-70 near 270. That's making things pretty difficult there in the elevated portion of I-70 for eastbounders. Stop-and-go jams back around Colorado. Also seeing some backup on 270 now, eastbounders from Quebec 270. So also stop-and-go jams. Westbound Turnpike, Table Mesa to Baseline. Tough getting into Boulder this morning. Also got a two-vehicle accident southbound Quebec just north of I-70. And a crash down in Littleton, Santa Fe at C-470. The forecast, partly cloudy, maybe a bit breezy, but warm. Looking for a high around 70 degrees today. Right now, 46 in Denver. John Turk, AM-760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment, and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. Open your media player now and click on the banner to get your free bottle of Beta Prostate today. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. To get a full 30-day supply, rush to your door, click on the banner located next to your media player now. Or if you prefer, call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043. This offer is for new customers only. All you pay is shipping and handling. Call or click now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and Radiance Systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that, because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it. We want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can, with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want, and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
8:56 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Still talking about the tragedy down at Fort Hood. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hey.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, listen.
You know, the thing is, you said, you know, if he's crazy, then we'll deal with him appropriately, just like we did with the man that was mentally ill yesterday. You know, we put him to death for what he did in those random shootings. But if it turns out that he is a radical Muslim, that kind of brings in a whole series of questions. We are in the holy grounds of the Muslims fighting wars right now. And the only thing that concerns me about Muslims in the military, if there is some bad eggs in there, they need to be rooted out. You know, because it was 13 Americans that were killed.
Yeah, but Steve, my point is only this. You either have a crazy person problem, or, I mean, that's the problem, right? Like, the idea that you're saying, this is my point. There are crazy people everywhere.
Absolutely.
Of every religion, okay, period. I mean, anybody who would argue that, you know, I would suggest you're crazy. I'm not saying you're arguing that, Steve, but you get my point. So my point is yes, the military needs to do a better job of figuring out who is unstable. And by the way, we know that it's not just Muslims who are unstable in the military. We know there was soldier-on-soldier violence between Christians. This is recent. This is not history, right? We've had examples of this over the last few years with suicide rates. So my point is, and the knee-jerk reflex to say, let's forget about the high suicide rates. Let's forget about the other examples of soldier-on-soldier violence, on-base violence. And now let's get crazy because it's a Muslim. Now it's a problem of Muslims. That's insane. And what that really says is that the reflex, to put it in those terms, suggests a very bigoted reflex. More after the national news.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hello? Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Good. What? Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, you didn't tell them anything, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
What?
Everything.
Well, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard Total Protection. Total Protection scans activity regarding your identity, keeping you in the know 24/7. And if anything happens, Identity Guard's $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and professional response team will help make things right. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Wait a second, Kev. What's that, Yuri? Yuri would like to come visit.
No, Yuri!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
That includes practical ways to save. We want you to know Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The nation is remembering those who gave their lives on the battlefield. CBS News correspondent Chip Reed says President Obama is leading the commemorations at Arlington National Cemetery.
For Veterans Day, the president is going to do what presidents traditionally do on Veterans Day. He'll lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, and then he will give a short speech at the cemetery honoring America's war dead.
On this Veterans Day, there is a renewed focus on combat veterans and the obstacles they face readjusting to life away from the battlefield. More on that, here's CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Veterans Secretary Eric Shinseki says the push is on to help the VA cope with soldiers returning from the wars with mental health problems.
We are working diligently at increasing our capabilities here.
He tells the CBS Early Show increased troop rotations has caused a sharp rise in the number of cases, things like depression and post-traumatic stress. Right now, the VA has 19,000 staffers to deal with all these cases. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Dutch authorities are holding a Somali man from Minneapolis on charges of bankrolling a scheme to recruit young Somalis to return to their homeland and undergo jihadist training. CBS's Lauren Comito has more from Amsterdam on the arrest of the man whose identity has not been released.
Basically, the U.S. had asked for his arrest. He is wanted for supplying weapons and recruiting these young men in Minneapolis. There is an arrest warrant for him, and the Dutch authorities picked him up Sunday at an asylum center a little bit outside of Amsterdam. There was a hearing today, and he's being held for 60 days, and we'll see if he's going to fight his extradition or not.
Now, the investigation into the discovery of 11 bodies at the home of a Cleveland man is expanding. Police say they are now going to examine property belonging to a next-door neighbor of Anthony Soles as a precaution. More from reporter Paul Orlovsky.
They're cutting down some tree limbs, clearing a lot of rubbish that had piled up in the back. We're told that in advance of the FBI coming here with advanced imaging technology to actually run it over the ground and see if they can see bodies.
Well, NATO says the body of one missing U.S. soldier has been recovered from a river in western Afghanistan. He's one of two troops who drowned last week while trying to retrieve supplies that had been airdropped. Now the search goes on for the second body. With Black Friday looming, retailers are preparing new ways to handle crowds of shoppers so there's no repeat of last year when a Walmart worker was trampled to death at one of the chain stores in suburban New York.
Retailers are recognizing that Black Friday has turned into much more than a day to shop for bargains. It's turned into a sport.
Retail analyst Candace Corlett says stores have been working on better crowd control strategies.
Only letting a certain number of people in at a time. Helping people fill out credit card information if they want to take advantage of extra savings with a credit card. Handing out water and coffee.
And Walmart says its plan calls for keeping most of its stores open from Thanksgiving morning right through Friday evening. Checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 31 points, the NASDAQ ahead 12. This is CBS News.
It's time to choose your 2010 Medicare Part D prescription plan. Waiting until the last minute could mean settling for less than what you need.
I'm not compromising. That's why I'm choosing Medco Medicare Prescription Plan.
Settling for anything less than what I need is not an option.
Medco Medicare Prescription Plans have the features you value most. Coverage of over 3,000 drugs, low monthly premiums, $0 copay for generic drugs by mail, plus alerts to help delay the coverage gap.
That's the kind of plan I want and deserve.
Enrollment begins November 15th. Don't wait. Call 1-800-817-4535 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-817-4535 or visit MedcoMedicare.com.
Join us. Get a Medco Medicare prescription plan with the benefits and service you deserve.
Customer service is available in multiple languages and is closed for Thanksgiving and Christmas. The benefit information provided herein is a brief summary but not a comprehensive description of available benefits. Additional information about benefits is available to assist you in making a decision about your coverage. This is an advertisement. For more information, contact the plan.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The big question this morning is whether yesterday's announced relocation of more than 200 Frontier Airlines jobs from Denver to Milwaukee is just the start of more of the same. The general feeling seems to be no.
This is the shakeout and the shakedown and the cost trimming that a company typically goes through. Obviously, I wish we had been the victor in this. But I do not see this as any kind of tipping point with the airline.
Tom Clark is with Denver's Economic Development Corporation. A baby boy has died from H1N1 in Pueblo County. The El Paso County Health Department says the boy had underlying medical problems. 34 people have died from swine flu in Colorado this year, including 7 children. There are Veterans Day observances across Colorado today. Governor Ritter, Senator Michael Bennett, and Congressman Mike Coffin are at today's service at Fort Logan National Cemetery in Denver. In sports, it took the refs to rule that a Chicago Bulls buzzer beater did not beat the buzzer after all. That gave the Denver Nuggets a 90-89 win over the Bulls in Chicago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where a stalled-out truck, eastbound I-70, right around 270, is going to cause speeds to dip down into the single digits in spots, pretty much from Colorado up towards where that truck is sitting. We're also seeing some slowing on the westbound side of 70, as well as on 270 as you're trying to get on to I-70. Westbound 36 sounds like it's slow on that approach to Table Mesa as you're trying to get into Boulder. Now, as you are making your way around Denver, we're getting reports of a deer still running around on those ramps along I-25, right around Yale and Evans, so watch out for him. We've got a couple surface street crashes in the works. Santa Fe and C-470, the other one on Quebec. This is just north of I-70. Sounds like they pulled into the middle of the road to try and get out of your way. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a partly sunny day with a high of about 68. Currently, it's cloudy and 50. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, be sure to keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your neighborhood Toyota dealer service centers have factory-trained technicians that know your vehicle inside and out. Get the right service at the right price. Toyota.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent,
and it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Wow! 907 here on AM 760, progressive talk. We continue our discussion about the Fort Hood shooting, the alleged Fort Hood shooter. I'm going to update you on some information about that. At 9:30, we're going to be joined by Amy Goodman of Democracy Now. I'm sure you know who she is. But we'll continue our discussion now. I just want to give you the top-line news about the latest in that awful, awful tragedy. First and foremost, ABC News effectively retracting its story yesterday that the alleged Fort Hood shooter, Hassan, had reached out to Al-Qaeda. That allegation had been fueling a lot of the effort to claim that this was a an event centering around Islamic extremism. Now, we still may find out that it was an event in which the shooter was motivated from Islamic extremism, but the ABC News story base effectively retracted on the key detail of that, so we will continue to follow that. You've got a shooting yesterday, two dead, two wounded, an Oregon office park shooting. Nobody's asking questions. None of the right-wing talk show hosts who are promoting the Fort Hood shooting as an example of terrorism. Nobody talking about that. None of them talking about the shooting in Orlando. Now we have a story on the wire. Crews search next door to Ohio home with 11 bodies. So 11 bodies discovered at a house in Ohio. Nobody talking about violence there. None of the right-wing talkers talking about that. It's all about the Arab-sounding last name of the alleged shooter down in Fort Hood. So why? Why the focus on what happened in Fort Hood? Why not the focus on the shootings in Oregon, the shooting at Orlando? Now 11 bodies found in a house in Ohio. Why not the focus on that? Well, because as I said, this is about, to the right wing, using a terrible tragedy where somebody clearly went crazy on a military base where suicide rates are high. That is a military base under serious psychological stress. Using that event to stir up bigotry. That's what this is about. And it's a two-pronged effort. It's one, stir up anti-Muslim bigotry and at the same time deny that there's any anti-Muslim bigotry at all. Vince Carroll, big shocker, an angry white guy, his editorial in today's Denver Post says there's no such thing as anti-Muslim bigotry. Doesn't exist in this country. I'm going to play you a clip from Peter Boyle's show this morning just to give you an example of all of this at work. And I want you to listen to this clip, listen to him deny that there's anti-Muslim bigotry in this country, citing Vince Carroll's piece. Of course, Vince Carroll's piece, incredibly, Vince Carroll indicts himself. Vince Carroll cites FBI numbers saying that only 9%, only, quote-unquote, 9% of religious-based hate crimes against in this country are against Muslims. Meanwhile, of course, Muslims represent roughly 4% of the population. 4% of the population taking 9%, according to the FBI, 9% of the hate of the religious-based hate crimes in this country. Apparently, that's evidence that there's no anti-Muslim backlash in this country. You've got the LA Times reporting that the Bush administration were worried about an alarming surge. I'm reading from the LA Times, an alarming surge in violence and hate crimes against Muslims in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. You've got, even yesterday, front page of the Tampa Bay newspaper, a Marine reservist took a tire iron to the head of a bearded man he thought was a Muslim terrorist, who actually happened to be a Greek Orthodox guy, chased him into the city, screaming that he was a Muslim terrorist. And yet, apparently, according to the right wing that's trying to stir up anti-Muslim hatred, there also is no anti-Muslim hatred in the United States. My question for the morning is, even if you accept the right winger's arguments that the alleged shooter in Fort Hood was motivated from anti-Muslim fervor, even if you accept that, what does that mean we should do? What do you want to be done, even if that was true? And again, we don't even know that that's true. But even if that's true, what do you want to be done? You want to round up all the Muslims? Listen to what this interchange on Peter Boyle's show. Listen to the denial that there's any anti-Muslim hatred out there, denial that there's any racism out there, and then a full-on call for anti-Muslim racism.
CNN is spreading about the right-wing backlash against Muslims. Read Vincent Carroll's columns. It didn't happen. It doesn't happen. Tell people it doesn't happen. It hasn't happened. This is Karen. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hello, Pete.
Hello, Karen.
Peace, love, and rock and roll from your
friend you,
in sobriety.
That's
it's 5 years. It just turned five
go.
For me.
There you go.
I was listening. I'm coming home from the salt mine, and I was listening to Fox News this morning. And it is now being reported by this terrorist neighbors that right before he went to Fort Hood, the day before or a couple of days before,
gave away his stuff and
for the first time in the entire time he'd lived in this $350 a month mm-hmm. apartment, somebody came to his apartment.
Really?
Nobody had, and Fox News reported this morning, and nobody had visited him. He had had no people except one or two days before he murdered our military heroes.
Well, Fox had him.
And
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, you go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
It's okay, Pete. I was going to say that I want answers, and I am tired of Obama. I am tired of him having a lack of, and this is my opinion. I am not an Obama fan, but he has a lackadaisical approach to this terrorist. And,
they can't. And
at least Joe Lieberman is saying, you know, he's saying, darn it, this is not just a random attack. This may be terrorist related.
Well,
he's the only one who's had the testicular fortitude to say that.
So, I mean, what is it? And this was so predictable, this speech.
Absolutely.
I mean, it didn't take a lot of brains to figure out. I mean, I didn't know exactly what the man was going to say, but I knew what he wasn't going to say.
Exactly. And, Pete, here's another thing on my mind, and I was called a racist at work for saying this. I do not believe Muslims should be allowed to serve in any capacity in our military.
Well, first of all, you're criticizing a faith, so you're not criticizing a race. What race is Islam? What race is illegal? Alien.
It's not a race.
That's, of course not. But that's, see.
But I'm a conservative, so I'm a racist. No.
Well, but that's all they got. They got nothing.
But my point being, I believe that Muslims should not be allowed to serve in the military. And I would go one step further, and this is just outrageous to my liberal friends. We need to start profiling. And I don't care if it's I don't care if they're Middle Easterners. I don't care. We need to start profiling Middle Easterners.
What?
Men, women, and children need to be profiled.
Obviously, we're putting that the dueling banjos music underneath there, but you heard it there. There it all is. There it all is. A call for a pogrom against Muslims in this country at the same time that people are denying that there's any anti-Muslim backlash in this country. I mean, that is the insane illogic of the right wing right there. Do you agree with me, or do you disagree? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Let's go to Tim in Aurora. Tim, you're on AM760.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I want to put this in a larger context, if I could. If you just give me a minute. The people who planned 9/11 knew that they could never destroy this country from the outside, but could look to help us destroy ourselves from within. So 9/11 occurs, our financial collapse, we get into two wars, the perfect man in the White House, a tool as a president, an evil, hateful man as a vice president, a neocon. So we get into two wars. We borrow money to pay for those wars, tax cuts during the time of war. So to me, this is like the perfect storm for bin Laden. Look what we're doing to ourselves. Look how this country has evolved or devolved since 9/11. The Patriot Act, the anti-Muslim sentiment, the divide. I think this is all part of the plan, and it's worked out wonderfully well for those people who attacked us.
You know, it's a really interesting point that what's going on here is a divide and conquer strategy. That you're exactly right in the sense that the terrorists, we do let the terrorists win when the right wing is allowed to hijack the debate in this country to the point where they are effectively proving the terrorists' point correct to millions of people. Now, what I mean by that is I don't mean that they're helping make the terrorists right. What I mean is when millions and millions and millions of Muslims across the world look at our country and they see a debate hijacked by clear bigots, all of a sudden all of the epithets by crazed terrorists out there sounds to many of those millions of people sounds not so crazy.
Well, we committed torture. Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, look how we reacted. And it wasn't as a country that prizes and relishes its freedom. It's as a bunch of thugs that become scared and give away our freedoms and act more like them and what we did and how we should have reacted.
And the thing is, I know you're not saying this, but I'm not sympathizing in any way with Osama bin Laden or terrorists or extremists of any kind. But you're certainly right. There is a way to fight terrorism, and there is a way to intensify terrorism. I mean, and by the way, this goes back to a concept. We haven't even talked about this. This goes back to the CIA's own concept of blowback, right? Blowback is a CIA term. It basically says that when you do things, you're going to get a reaction, right? When you invade an Iraq and you kill a million civilians, there's probably going to be a blowback. When you allow a terrible tragedy at Fort Hood to be portrayed as a reason to mount an anti-Muslim pogrom in the United States, you are going to there's going to be ultimately blowback. This is not the way to secure our country, to allow a terrible tragedy to be hijacked by the right wing. In fact, as you say, we are, in a sense, by doing that, these right wing freak shows out there are helping the terrorists win. Hey, Tim, thanks for making that point. Great point, man. Let's go to Rob in Denver. Rob, you're on AM 760. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, Dave, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, you know, I think, I agree with you on this incident in Fort Hood. Nobody really knows what went on, and I don't know that religion played any part in it. But the right-wingers and their talk show people always pick out one subject and intensify it. And I think they do that because, you know, they just don't have the intellect to throw in more... get into a deeper discussion on the subject.
Yeah, well, I mean, an earlier caller made that point that, look, you know, it's a complex question to say, all right, look, we got the military under stress, we got suicide rates up, we got soldier-on-soldier violence happening at an increasing rate in the military. It's a complex question. Well, how do you take the stress off the military? How do you deal with things like PTSD? How do you deal with the ramifications of multiple deployments? That's a complex question. If you simply frame the question as, hey, How do you kill or purge a lot of Muslims? If you portray the question that way, if you portray the challenge that the Fort Hood tragedy poses in that way, well, then, you know, that's a very, very simplistic thing that somebody can think of for 5 seconds and think they've got a solution to. Unfortunately, the world is a lot more complicated. I mean, I know that the right-wing mind wants to live in a world, a simplistic world, but that's not the world we live in. But I do think you're right. I do think that a lot of this is part and parcel of the idiocrifying, the idiocracy of America, of a dumbed-down country that allows people like that. I mean, you heard the exchange. It's incredible, right? Here's an exchange where you've got a right-wing talk show host first saying there's no such thing as anti-Muslim backlash in this country, saying that there's no such thing as anti-Muslim racism in this country. Then a caller calls up, says she's not a racist, but she thinks we should racially profile all Middle Easterners. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. That is, that beyond just being immoral, it's totally stupid. It doesn't even make any logical sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know how you'd ever get it across to a right-winger, but like that gal on Peter Boyle's show, wants to racially profile, we could look into all kinds of things the right-wingers want to do that could be considered acts of terrorism with regard to racial profiling, separation of church and state.
I would have liked to hear what people would have said if I did a radio show after the George Tiller murder and said, all right, you know what we got to do? We got to go to Kansas and we got to start ethnically and religiously profiling right-wing Christians, right-wing pro-life Christians. I mean, I would have been vilified. But in America, you're allowed to say that when it comes to minorities. Because that's the racist country that we live in, the bigoted country that we live in. It's really unfortunate. But hey, at least here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, we're doing our best to try to get the truth out. 922 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still working this lost tire, though. A truck lost a tire, and it's kind of sitting there on the highway eastbound I-70 near 270. Backups to Colorado. Also seeing some heavier jams approaching I-70 on 270 there, beginning at Quebec. Two-vehicle crash southbound Quebec, just north of I-70. Seems to be like the Bermuda Triangle of accidents right now. Also got some heavy jams westbound Turnpike Table Mesa to Baseline. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds, but very nice. Highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow day looks good with highs in the mid-60s, but possible snow in the evening. Our current downtown temperature is 50 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Announce.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Fort Hood tragedy and why the right wing is trying to ram it into a discussion over Islamic terrorism. Why are they trying to stir anti-Islamic hate at the same time they are denying that there's any anti-Islamic hate in this country whatsoever? You can always instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Reading a couple here. Where's the outrage, asks Mark. From the right, about 13 military personnel that have been electrocuted in the showers because of KBR's faulty wiring. I forgot, it's a business and we must love business. They have our best interests in mind at all times. Here's Laura. What I hear when I listen to people like the lady on Peter Boyle's show is, if you're not a Christian, you're not an American. That's the way most of these people think. Look at the witch trials. Are we headed that way again? It certainly seems like that. And again, I don't hear right-wing talk show hosts. I don't hear Fox News. I don't hear Peter Boyles talking about, for instance, just off the wire right now, 11 bodies found in a Cleveland neighborhood. I don't hear anybody talking about that. I don't hear anybody talking about 2 dead, 2 wounded in Oregon office park shooting yesterday. I don't hear about the right wing going crazy about the killings in Orlando on the same day of the Fort Hood tragedy. A guy opens fire at an office tower in Orlando. Why are we only hearing about the Fort Hood tragedy? Is it because the alleged shooter's last name is Arab? Has an Arab originated last name? Is it because the goal here is not to deal with the tragedy, but to use this to whip up an anti-Muslim pogrom? At the same time that these same people are denying that there has been any anti-Muslim backlash in this country, either today or in the past. Meanwhile, we've got all the stats. I've been reading them all morning. The FBI is saying 9% of religious-based hate crimes are against Muslims despite the Muslim population in this country being only 4-5% of the population. You've got anti-Muslim violence up 70%, so says one study from 2004 to 2005. You've got yesterday a Marine reservist taking a tire iron to the head of a bearded man he thought was a Muslim, chasing him into the city of Tampa Bay. The guy wasn't even Muslim, was a Greek Orthodox. And yet you've got Vince Carroll, the angry white man editorialist at the Denver Post, insisting that there's no such thing as anti-Muslim violence, no such thing as an anti-Muslim backlash. You've got Peter Boyle saying it doesn't happen, it never happens. This is what this is all about. And as my question continues to be, I challenge any right winger to call up this show, 303-713-7600. And let's just have a hypothetical argument. Let's stipulate that all of your speculation, even as ABC News retracts its article about claiming that the alleged shooter reached out to Al-Qaeda, even as ABC News retracts that, let's for hypothetical purposes, let's say you're right. Let's say the guy who shot up Fort Hood was motivated by Islamic extremism, his extreme interpretation of Islam. Let's say you're right. What do you want to do
Why is that information relevant other than to stir up anti-Muslim hatred in this country? Do you want to kill all the Muslims in this country? Do you want to rid the military of all Muslims? And if you want to rid the military of all Muslims, are you willing to take the place on the front lines in Iraq or Afghanistan of a Muslim soldier serving in the United States? Are you willing to take the place if you're calling for a purge of the military of all Muslims? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. Let's go to, it's been holding the longest here, let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. Thanks for taking the call. So real quick, I have a couple of comments. One would be that I agree with your paradigm, which is they want everyone else to be the other. Not everyone, but Muslims to be the other. They need us versus them. And in the end of the day, the reason I think they don't look at the things that happen down in Florida or other places around the country where guns are used is in the end of the day, they love their guns more than they love people.
And I think that's true. I think it, on the extreme right, I think it's a mix of bigotry, and I think it's anything that might get in the way of their ideology, of a pro-gun ideology, of an anti-Muslim ideology, anything that might get in the way of that, anything that might deter the debate from that discussion is something that they don't want to talk about. Hey, Scott, got to get a break. Thanks so much for the call, man.
Thanks.
932 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got some small accidents just cleaned up for us. That one on eastbound I-70 around 270 now out of the way. Still some jams, though, back around Colorado Boulevard. If you're going to Boulder, turnpike going to be a little heavy, too, once you approach a baseline beginning at Table Mesa Drive. Also seeing some jams on eastbound 270, Quebec to I-70. That's also due to that earlier crash. The only accident on our radar right now, southbound Quebec, just north of I-70. The forecast, partly cloudy, maybe a bit breezy, warm with a high near 70. Right now, 51 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
One of the most controversial events in U.S. history is now a locally and deeply powerful courtroom drama. The Man Who Never Died, set during a period of extreme disparity between the wealthy and poor, is the story of labor organizer and singer-songwriter Joe Hill, who fought for the fair treatment of working people, but was accused of murder in 1914. Playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
For a smart buy-in and you best-in-class automobile, then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. Get half-price tickets to the Colorado Ski and Snowboard Expo at the Convention Center this weekend. The largest ski and snowboard sale of the year. Bargain Watch is brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Call the expert attorneys at the National Law Institute for Debt Elimination at 800-495-1026 and get a free welcome kit explaining how your credit card company will actually forgive most of your credit card debt. The National Law Institute for Debt Elimination, 800-495-1026. Their attorneys can help you now. Call the National Law Institute for Debt Elimination at 800-495-1026 or online at thenationallawinstitute.com. That's thenationallawinstitute.com. Their attorneys are ready to help you wipe out your credit card debt now. The National Law Institute for Debt Elimination, 800-495-1026. That's 1-800-495-1026 or online at thenationallawinstitute.com.
At Ace, people are lining up to talk to Santa's helpers for help decorating their homes.
Excuse me. Hi. I want to put up a lot of Christmas lights this year. I'm talking big. I mean Bulbarama. I want astronauts in outer space looking down saying, whoa.
No problem. For holiday decorations, Ace is the place to find everything you'll need. For a limited time, save 50% on a 26-inch pre-lit wreath or 9 feet of pre-lit garland, each for just $9.99. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating stores through November while supplies last. See store for details.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why is the right wing trying to focus only on the violence at Fort Hood, but we've got two dead and wounded in Oregon yesterday. We got a shooting in Orlando. 11 bodies now found in Ohio. Why are the right wing talk show hosts only focusing on what happened at Fort Hood? Could it be, big shocker, that they're a bunch of bigots trying to use this to create an anti-Muslim backlash in this country, a backlash that they claim has never existed in this country. Contrary to statistics, we got an email here from a listener at our instant message. You can instant message us am760.net at the J. Marvin page. Group of 200 civil rights groups, the Umbrella Group reported, just to give you one year's example, anti-Islamic hate crimes increased from 28 in 2000 to 481 in 2001. Since the FBI doesn't collect statistics on anti-Arab or anti-Sikh hate crimes, we can only assume that this dramatic increase of over 1,600% reflects a backlash in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. But according to the right wing, there is no anti-Muslim backlash in this country at all. Bob in Littleton. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to say that I'm a veteran. Today's Veterans Day. I'm getting ready to go over to Fort Logan for the ceremony. I'm going to leave here in a little bit. But the thing that I wanted to say was that whenever I got into the service back during the Vietnam War, that, you know, the most moving thing for me was taking the oath where we're going to defend the Constitution, you know, against foreign and domestic enemies. And I consider people that hate other people or the prejudiced, you know, I think those are our domestic enemies that we have to worry about. And so I just think that I wish everybody maybe could take that oath to defend this country from that kind of stuff, because that's what's going to kill us, or not kill us, but destroy us in the end, is this bickering and hatred that goes around from these nutcases that's their whole thing. You know, people can't just sit there and listen to them and say nothing, like I think most people do. They don't get into it. But I think, you know, I applaud the other lady that was on what's-his-name show, that, you know, she said that everybody at work called her bigot, and I applaud those people for calling her a bigot, because, you know, she is. People like that need to be called out. You need to stand up and say something to people like that, and do something to protect this country from these radical, you know, right-wing people that, you know, that they just want to hate and kill or whatever they want to do. I don't know.
Yeah, well, Bob, I mean, you know, I think this is something that we forget a lot, which is that when people join the military, when people serve their country, that they're often and they are sworn to serve the Constitution, and that's often what they're mostly motivated by. And, you know, in our Constitution and in our heritage, at least the way we perceive ourselves, we haven't lived up to this at all times, but we perceive ourselves as a country that everybody has equal justice under the law, that everybody is an individual, that the Constitution does not allow for groups to be persecuted based on the individual actions of one person in their group, right? I mean, if we start doing that, you know, then what are we as a country? If we start persecuting Christians as a whole, or even denominations, individual denominations of Christians, when one of those people in the name, in their own mind, of that denomination commits a hate crime, if we start persecuting people like that for that reason, we've lost our country. Same thing with Muslims. If one crazy Muslim person, and remember, this is all alleged, I know people have given me a little bit of flack saying the alleged shooter, look, he has not been tried in a court, he has not been convicted, so we've got to, as a journalist, I've got to call him alleged. The alleged shooter, if one crazy guy allegedly shot up Fort Hood, and he cites, if he does, which we don't know, but if he does cite an extreme interpretation of Islam as his motive, that is not grounds for us to say we have to persecute all Muslims. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, here's the thing. I would say this to all the white people listening, right? I mean, if you really want to go for this, if you really want to walk down this plank, how would you feel? And I know it's hard to imagine because this is a white majority country, at least for now. How would you feel if after the Timothy McVeigh attack, somebody had come out and said, all right, listen, we got to round up all the white people. We gotta racially profile all the white people. Right? Yeah, but white America would have gone crazy because that's not what this country is all about. Bob, thanks for making that point. Thanks for your service.
Thank you.
9:42 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take one more call before we're going to take another break and get to Amy Goodman. Let's go to Carol in Englewood. Carol, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hi, David. I had two things I wanted to say, and I want to say them quickly. The first one is we put the Japanese in internment camps during World War II, but our best fighters in Europe were the Japanese units who were all American. They didn't even speak Japanese. They were there for us.
That's a very good point. You'd think that we had learned something from that experience. Unfortunately, at least some of us have not. That's right.
There's one other thing, and you may be familiar with this because you're so well read. But there's a very short excerpt by a Reverend Martin Niemöller from Germany, and it's got 80 words. I don't know if you allow me to take the time to read it or not. I can read very quickly.
Fire away.
In Germany, the Nazis came for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, but by that time there was no one to speak for me.
That's exactly right. And, you know, people, I'm sure there are some people who are listening to this radio broadcast and saying, hey, why is Sirota talking about this? I mean, Sirota's not Muslim. What does he care? And that's the whole thing. I'm an American, right? And we're Americans here. You know, we speak up for the Constitution. We speak up for a country that should not be, and a majority of the country that isn't, bigots. Most of us are not bigoted.
If we don't speak up for them and no one else does, then people who are full of hate win.
You're right. That's exactly right. If we don't speak up, we are complicit. We are complicit if we do not speak up. And my point is only this. My point is that while this was an awful tragedy down at Fort Hood, and while whoever did it, if they are convicted, needs to face the full prosecution and conviction of the law. But we cannot take one individual's acts and say that is grounds for persecuting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, just by virtue of the fact that they may share some religious or ethnic connection to this one individual. Thanks so much for the call. 944 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Traffic's pretty much cleared for the day. Maybe light because of Veterans Day. Many city and county Denver offices are shut down in observance. Parking meters in Denver are free as well for you today. Late jams, eastbound I-70 from Colorado to 270. That's where we had a car blow a tire, causing problems around there. They've also cleaned up that accident on southbound Quebec at I-70. The forecast, mix of sun and clouds. Very nice, though. Highs in the upper 60s tomorrow. Day looks good. Highs in the mid-60s, but possible snow in the evening. Our current downtown temperature, 51 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared throughout November and receive a free pair of Pandora sterling silver earring posts with each $75 Pandora mix and match charms purchase. Available at most locations.
The word is spreading. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. The thousands of letters, referrals, and survey responses about Ovation Cell Therapy tell it best.
I'm using the Ovation products because I've gone through chemotherapy for breast cancer. I started with the Ovation Cell Therapy when I lost the majority of my hair after my first treatment. And in just a month, my hair started growing back faster. That's when I began using the Complete Ovation System. I'm getting compliments on how fast my hair is coming back. I am truly amazed and completely satisfied with your product.
Ovation Cell Therapy is completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and with just a simple cream rinse type application, helps grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast. Make your hair healthy again. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. ovationhair.com. Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance, but I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
9:48 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's been an intense morning here talking about the Fort Hood tragedy on Veterans Day. And it's been a controversial discussion. And somebody who is no stranger to discussions about controversial issues is on the line with us, Amy Goodman. You know her from Democracy Now. She's one of the heroes of the progressive movement. She's got a new book out called Breaking the Sound Barrier. It looks at all of the issues that she covers, from war and peace to problems with the corporate media. Amy, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Oh, it's great to be with you, David, and congratulations on the show.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it. So before we get into a discussion about the Iraq War and the Afghanistan War, your take on this whole Fort Hood tragedy from the perspective of how it's being framed in the media. I mean, we've been talking a lot this morning about how the discussion in the media has focused so intently on the alleged shooter's religion and ethnicity. And my question has been, is this a representation of bigotry in the media? Because I can't come up with an answer as to, even if you hypothetically accept the premise, which I don't, but hypothetically accept the premise that this guy, this alleged shooter, was acting out of an Islamic extremism. I can't come up with a reason as to even why that's relevant. What does that even mean we should do in the future? What is your reaction to all of this?
Well, you know, when this happened, when I heard that an army psychiatrist had opened fire, that's what I was completely transfixed by. A psychiatrist?
Right.
Had opened fire on his, well, what could be his patients or people who were going in for care? Is this possible? That's what I fixated on. That's what I was most struck by. And, you know, when Timothy McVeigh blew up the Oklahoma City building, we didn't say, did you hear that a Christian bombed the Oklahoma City building? We said, did you hear that the Oklahoma City building was bombed? And we heard about all the horrors and the tragedies because, oh, my God, for these families that lost loved ones at Fort Hood, 13 people who died, military and civilian, the more than 30 who were injured. This is just horrific. But you have to look at what society focuses on when, and that's the perfect example. Even at such enormous event of Oklahoma City, people were not fixated on Timothy McVeigh's religion. That wasn't what was at issue there. And I feel the same way in this situation. I mean, we don't know everything right now, but I was so horrified that a healer had done this and wondered, you know, what had happened, what had he absorbed, because we've been following on this Veterans Day what so many veterans are going through. I mean, when you look at Fort Hood alone, there are 10 suicides a month on average. 10, I think 76 through July. That is astounding. We're talking about every 3 days, another person takes their own life at Fort Hood.
On just one base. It's really,
on one base.
It's really amazing.
I mean, it is, and this is what we have to look at, the trauma of war. It is horrific that people should find themselves in that situation. Today in Democracy Now!, we looked at another situation, and it's the nexus of health care and vets. Do you know Harvard University, the remarkable pioneer doctors, Steffi Wohlhandler and David Himmelstein, they came out with a new report that says 4 times as many U.S. Army vets died last year because they lacked health insurance than the total number of U.S. soldiers who've been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan in the same period. They estimate more than 2,200 veterans under the age of 65, more than 2,200 in 2008 died because they were uninsured. I mean, we have to look at the situation on the ground in this country. We shouldn't look at things as exceptions, but we have to look at what is hurting the most people. And I think Americans are compassionate and they care. Certainly, whatever this doctor did doesn't have to do with the teachings of a religion, whether he was Christian or Jewish or Muslim. We don't really know what motivated him, so that I don't know.
But I guess that leads to where I'm going with this. And again, on the line with us is Amy Goodman. You know her from Democracy Now! She has a new book called Breaking the Sound Barrier. She's going to be in Boulder on November 28th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Boulder Unity Church at 2855 Folsom for a book signing. That leads to the question. I mean, you and I, right? I mean, and I think a lot of people. Right, we're not special. A lot of people here heard this. They said, wow, you know, an army psychiatrist is the alleged shooter. We've got a base down there where there are these horrible numbers of suicide, clearly a sign that the soldiers down there are under severe stress. This in no way absolves the tragedy or who committed the tragedy. But we hear that, but a lot of people in the United States only heard the last name, Hassan. And they immediately, they saw a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people, that's all they heard. They didn't hear anything about psychiatrists. And it's not only that they didn't hear it, they might have been said, but in their mind, what stuck yeah. in their mind was the Muslim or Arab sounding last name. Why is that? And how do we get beyond that?
Well, I mean, in this country, it's about scapegoating. And so you focus on what you see as different. And I just always go back to these comparisons for people to sit back and say, oh, I never thought about it that way. You know, how we can shatter paradigms. When Timothy McVeigh did that in Oklahoma City, we did not in this country go round up every blonde-haired, white, blue-eyed Christian man. But after 9/11, thousands of Muslims, Arab Americans, Arabs in this country, people of South Asian descent, were rounded up, many of them deported. You know, we live in two different worlds in this country. We live, for some, in a place that is the greatest democracy on earth, no question about it. But for others, it can be a very frightening place. And that's why I think, David, what you do, what in both your columns, your writings, and on the radio show, what we do in independent media overall, what we strive to do at Democracy Now!, is let people speak for themselves. Because when you can hear someone speaking from their own experience, that changes you. That transforms you. Whether it's a Palestinian child or an Israeli grandmother, whether it is a Muslim mother in the United States who is afraid to, who changes her children's names because she's afraid that they will be scapegoated at school. When you hear them speaking, you say, no, that could be my mother. That could be my grandmother. That's why the media are the most powerful institutions on earth, more powerful than any bomb, more powerful than any missile, because it is there that you meet someone you wouldn't normally know. That's in the best sense, and I think that's in the world of independent media. Instead of using the airwaves as a weapon, you know, to these know-nothing pundits who continually use it to fuel war, and then if we find out that, you know, someone's on the payroll of a military contractor and they weren't identified as such and they benefit if we expand the war, we got to know what is the hidden agenda, and we got to really understand we are at the cusp in so many ways, from global warming to the global economic meltdown. And it's the media that will save us if we protect it, if we open it up, if we allow people to really dialogue across cultures, across religions, and speak for themselves.
I couldn't agree more. And Amy, as you know, I know that this is a mutually beneficial or feeling of mutual admiration, I guess, because your show, Democracy Now!, has been at the forefront of telling the stories that haven't been told, that need to be told, for so many years. It's such an important institution in the media world. Amy Goodman, her new book, Breaking the Sound Barrier, she's going to be in Boulder November 28th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Boulder Unity Church at 2855 Folsom for a book signing. Amy, keep up the great work. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon. 9:57 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Actually, 9:58 now. That's the end of our show. Tomorrow in studio at 9 a.m. in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, Congressman Ed Perlmutter. He's on the Financial Services Committee. If you got questions for him, you can give us a call then, or you can instant message us at am760.net with your questions. We'll try to answer, and we'll try to ask as many as we can, hopefully get answers from Congressman Perlmutter. He's a good guy. He's good to come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Until then, hang in there.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
And buy half-price tickets to the Colorado Ski and Snowboard Expo. It's this weekend at the Colorado Convention Center. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net. Brought to you by Comcast.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM 760.